Blog Talk Radio.
PM on Tuesday, and I'm your host, Miss B the Toy Lady, and you mean, oh God, I'm off this week. You guys are listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, I'm your host, Miss B the Toy Lady, and if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Oh, wow. You know what, you guys? I had a fantastic week, but we almost didn't have a show tonight because we, you know, all them storms that's going on in the Midwest, got power knocked out. We had internet knocked out. I was like, oh, shit, how the hell am I going to do this? You know, we were iffy up until actually a few minutes ago because we thought we had lost internet again. But we're here. We're live. Oh, my God, we're having so much fun. And, wow, you know, I'm happy. You know, as they say, I always have a show topic. And this week's show topic, you know, is as they say, how do you say I love you? And it's weird because I was just chilling, you know, laying around, and I was like, okay, what am I going to think about this week? And I was like, you know, how do you say I love you? Because, and when I say how do you, you know, for women, we say this all the time. Men, I don't know, it's something about you guys don't like to do it. But for, you know, if we have time, we'll go to the Ask Miss V segment, and that's where you can send your emails, text, tweets to askmissv@thetoylady.com, and I'll be answering your questions on the air. You can ask me about anything from sex, more sex, and a little bit about sex, hygiene, toys, anything, etc. I'll even give you some love advice. But tonight, I have the guys from We Are 321 calling in. Oh, my God, this is going to be – if you guys do not know who We Are 321 is, you need to really listen. They're, like, some fabulous guys. We've been going back and forth for a few months trying to get them on, so I'm really excited. And I'm going to be taking them to the V-Spot. Now, you guys, if you've never been to the V-Spot, that is where I'm completely uncensored and unfiltered, and you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. But I like having fun, and I want to talk about tonight's topic. I also got some fabulous guests coming up. You know, I got a couple of surprises for you. I'm going to make this announcement. Remember, Black Friday is coming up, and V's After Dark is giving away a toy to all email subscribers. And we're getting down to the deadline. You can always sign up for the email. But there's going to be an email blast that goes out on Monday the 25th, I believe. What day is the 25th? Whatever day that is. There's going to be a major email blast go out to all email subscribers telling everybody how to get that free product. So, you know, you really want to be on the email list. It's going to be a nice gift that's going to be going out, but you got to be on there. I want to congratulate my winner from last week's show. You know, I'm hoping that he enjoys his game. Hopefully he'll call in and let us know when he gets it. I'll send him a text and tweet, you know, reminding him. But I want to talk about tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is, how do you say I love you? Or how do you show it? You know, what type of passion do you have in your life? And make sure you guys ask me what you want. I've been playing around. Like I said, I'm a little nervous because lost internet for a minute. I was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Scrambling. And Joseph, I see you there in the chat room, baby. Oh, yes. And you guys, remember, you got to download the app from the Naughty App Shop. V's After Dark has an app, and it's available at theappshop.com. The naughtyappshop.com is where you can get the V's After Dark app. You guys, you want to go to thetoylady.com. It's so much going on. Oh, and if you guys want to stay on top of me, tonight I'm a little off because, like I said, we had this power outage. It has thrown me off. I'm still trying to recoup from it and make sure that everything is going right tonight. So I'm going to really apologize. But I can't wait to have my guest on. Got a chance to talk to him a little bit earlier, so I got all up in their business. And they let me have fun with them. And, if you've never, I'm still learning. So we get to learn together about them. And when you guys hear about them, you're going to be like, wow. Because it is totally different. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. Oh, and make sure you join the chat room, you know. I'm, like, loving this tonight. You know, as they say, some things I don't get a chance to say I'm loving, but I'm loving it tonight just because there's so much going on. We're having so much fun. So I can tell you like this, that, you know, if you guys hear me pausing a little bit tonight saying what the hell is going on, the reason why we're going on that it's like I'm still checking, I'm getting outage updates because we never know what the hell is going to happen. It's, like, really crazy with this. This is, like, some of the craziest shit ever. But, wow. All I can say is, damn. And I'm having so much fun. I'm excited. Like I said, it's one of those things where the chat room is up and going. And if you guys have had a chance, the show is replaying 2 days a week on Thursdays and Sundays. I can't wait to the end of the year. Remember, we've only got a few weeks left, and then we're actually going on a Christmas vacation. Yes, I'm taking a vacation, but I think I might give you guys a treat. I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm going to be in Vegas. I think I'm leaving for Vegas right after one of the shows. So you guys really want to stay on top of everything because after the first of the year, the show before Vegas is going to be a really good show. And I want you guys to listen to that show because, you know, you never know what might happen. We're working on some things, trying to get a little bit of partying in. But we're going to be networking out there. So you guys might want to stay on top of everything that's going on with me. Speaking of staying on top of what's going on with me, make sure you go to my Twitter page, Miss V, the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And make sure you check out the all-new V's After Dark Pleasure Products Twitter page, which is V's After Dark, V-S-A-F-T-E-R-D-A-R-K. Lord have mercy. I can't believe that I'm losing my mind tonight. So I apologize to you guys. Again, I apologize for tonight's show. I apologize for being scatterbrained. But at the end of the day, we're going to have a fantastic show. And I want you to know that I'm having a great time with you. I'm, like, loving everything that's, like, really, really going on. And for anybody that's in the chat room, if you notice that you see that I'm logged in twice, we are making sure that I'm making sure that I'm here for you tonight. I want you to know I'm making sure that I'm here for you. So when you go in that chat room and you see a double V's After Dark, that's right, V's After Dark is making sure that we take care of you wholeheartedly tonight. And, wow, I can't wait to have We Are 321 coming on. And I've been messing it up so much lately that I just have to stay on top of it. We Are 321. That's a hell of a name. And we're going to ask them where they came up with that name along with all kind of other things. But how do you show your affection? Because you never know what's going on. And how do you say it? I can tell you one thing. When I found out last week through my little turmoils that I was going through. Y'all know my business is like an open book. But sometimes people show I love you a different way, and they don't always you don't always realize how they're doing it. So with that, you know, gotta say, hey, what signals am I getting? And also, you know, you guys have to go check out. I know I'm scatterbrained and I'm bouncing, but let me get this out there. For those of you who are listening or want to call in, the call-in number to ask a question is 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. Join me in the chat room. I've got it up, going live and popping. Remember, I'm still looking for a co-host. That's right. After the first of the year, I will have a co-host. And that person is going to be that person who will, we're going to feed off each other. We're going to be acting crazy. It's going to be fabulous. And it's one of those things where we're going to love it because I'm going to have big fun. So we'll be doing a lot of things. And like I said, you'll notice that some things are going on. We'll be, it'll just be kind of crazy, but we're going to have fun with it because this is going to be nice. And this is where you'll get a chance to have real interaction, full interaction with me. And I'm telling everybody, I want you to come on, listen, have fun with me, roll around with me, talk to me tonight, people. I know it seems like I'm a little off, and I am, but we've got a lot of exciting things coming up. Oh, my God. How do you show affection? And you guys remember that we're taking a break from the toy demos, but we got a lot of good surprises for you. Remember, sit back. It's just a conversation, but with me, you, and a few thousand of my friends, you know, listen to what we got to say tonight because I'm always learning from you guys. Let's get that clear. I'm always learning, and I'm always ready. But showing affection, let's talk about this for a minute. When people show affection, I want to know how you show it because I found out that the affection is different between men and women. And our emotions run different because I was told, I love you. And I didn't realize it, but it felt good when I was told, you know. And it's one of those things that if you've never really had a person say, hey, I love you, then you really don't understand what's going on. And for anybody who's never been to my show or never listened, this is our conversation time. This is when you get a chance to just, as they say, talk to me, chill with me, play with me. But this is also when you get a chance to get a lot of information. Oh, wow. Energy drink has not kicked in yet, you guys. And thank you, Joseph. I feel like I'm so down. I can't believe 2 days without power. What did we do before we got the internet? Because this is crazy. Maybe I should change my topic from love to what did we do without the internet? Because I had no power for 2 days. I can tell you one thing that I did miss. The power wasn't a major issue for me. You know what the major issue was? I was cold as hell because everything is ran by electricity. Like, I can remember back in the 80s, if we lost power at our house, we weren't really worried about having heat because our furnace still kicked on or our stove still kicked on. Guess what? I couldn't cut a damn stove on. I kind of miss gravity heat right now because that shit pissed me off. My furnace wouldn't kick on because I didn't have no electricity because my furnace is electronic ignition. You know, my hot water tank is electronic ignition. So with all this shit that's going on, I had hot water, but I missed not having heat. And that was the one thing I missed the most was not having heat. And I can tell you that's some messed up stuff when you don't have heat and it's cold. And wow, we still got people without power. So for those of you who are not in the Midwest, but are other places in the country, let's think about the people here in Michigan, Illinois, Ohio. Last check was that, hi, guests, welcome to the chat room. I see you up in there, guests. You know, if you want to say anything, remember you can always call 646-716-8041. Oh, yeah, I always stop midstream and I run my mouth and talk shit. So I want to welcome you to the show, baby. In a few minutes, we'll have We Are 321 calling in to answer a few questions. And make sure that you check in with me because I just love everything. But I was saying, you know, let's think about people who don't have power. I just got power back, so I know what it feels like to be without. I joked around with a few people. You know, being here in Detroit, you know, we got all kind of stereotypes here. And I'm going to tell you guys something funny. There's a stereotype here. You know, living in the city, somebody said we don't pay our bills. So I was joking. I was like, ain't this a bee? I was like, you know, and I kid you not, the day I lost power, I had just went and paid all my bills. I had just paid my electric bill. Well, here is DTE Energy. I had just paid DTE. I had just paid my Comcast bill. I had just paid all my bills. You know, I went in. Everybody got paid. I was like, see, if I was like these folks they say we are, I probably still have power because I ain't paid nothing. So I looked at it. I was like, wow, they say people in Detroit don't pay nothing, but you can't have lights, gas, water, and all that stuff without paying. And I just thought it was so funny that as soon as I paid, less than 3 hours later, we lost power. I was like, dog. I was like, maybe I shouldn't have paid. Maybe I wouldn't have lost power. But I know that that wasn't the case because when I lost power, actually my entire neighborhood lost it. I think they said in my area, and I'm talking about a small area that I was in, there was over 2,000 of us without power, but overall there was 450,000 that didn't have power. And last check, there were still 150,000 people without power. That's just here in southeastern Michigan where I live at. So I can say I do sympathize because 2 days with no power and being cold as hell was not fun. I have two dogs and it's me, and luckily I did have someplace I could go, but I had to kind of say, listen, I know you said my dogs can't come, but guess what? If it's still fucking cold, we coming. And it was understood, you know, kind of funny, but I know you guys are like, why the hell is she talking? And guess, this is the normal me. If you've never been to the show, please sign and join. I love chatting with my people. And Joseph would tell you I don't always respond, but I try to respond to the chat room. And Joseph, I'm going to miss you. You have fun on vacation, baby. You know, where are you going? I see you up in there saying you're going away for Thanksgiving. Where are you going, sweetie? Let me know. You know, are you going someplace warm? You know, what's going on? And guests, I hate calling people guests because I got to say this. For everybody in my chat room, for those of you who have not decided to join the chat room but are just listening and don't want to join the chat, remember, V's After Dark is giving away a free product on Black Friday. I don't know how many other adult toy stores are giving away a free product, but remember, the free product is being given away. All you got to do is join the email list. Go to thetoylady.com, that's thetoylady.com, and sign up on the homepage. And we promise not to spam you. We don't have time to spam you. We want your business, not to bombard you with a bunch of emails. We don't have sales every other day, but everything that will come out in that email will be email exclusive. That means that if you're not on our email list, you will not know about our sales, because that is the only way we will be advertising. Woo, that was a whole mouthful. I just got tired saying that. But you guys, if you guys notice, I'm trying not to cuss this week. I was one of the things that was talked to me about, they said I used the word bitch too much. So I'm trying not to use the word bitch as much. So, you know, I don't have a swear jar, but I do have a censor on myself. So you guys hear me trying to refrain from it. They said that I got kind of raunchy since I thought the word bitch was a normal part of my vocabulary. But wow, I was listening to music earlier. I've been kind of going at it. So I want you guys to sit back, tell everybody that V's After Dark is on the air. And this is where everyone comes, Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. And I'll be back in a few minutes, babies. I like it, like it. Song, you know, what better song to have? You know, I should have had that when Mistress C and Mistress Dick was on, because, you know, I know they would probably love that S&M. But wow, in a few minutes I'm gonna have We Are We are 3-2-1. I know you guys keep saying, why is she paused when she said, but it's like, I got to remember, we are 3-2-1. And, oh, my God, I'm, like, so excited because I got a sexy-ass lady calling in. We got next week. You know, I got Jaden Lee coming in next week. Oh, I better make sure that's right. Pretty sure Jaden Lee is going to be on the show next week. I know y'all said, how do I not know who I got on my show? I don't know a lot of things. And I know it might seem crazy, but I be so scatterbrained sometimes. Yes, it's Jaden Lee. She will be on the show next week. And for you guys, she's sexy. I got a chance to meet her last week. I just said last week. It's November, October. I got a chance to meet her. Oh, all I can say is, wow, you know, I got a chance to meet her, and she's so sweet and so nice. And no, Joseph, actually, I will be on the air. I will be on the air after Thanksgiving. Okay, Joseph, and for everybody who's listening, you know, because this is something that I really don't normally talk about, the show dates, we will be on the air the 26th, which is right before Thanksgiving, December 3rd. Wow, is that right? Okay, yeah. The 26th, the 3rd of December. Why am I off? Oh, the 10th and the 17th, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more shows. So the 3rd, 10th, 17th are after December. Those will be our 3 shows in December. And then we will be on break. We will not be on the air Christmas Eve nor on New Year's Eve. But there will be some replays of some shows going at that time. And just haven't figured out how we're going to do it. I may even have a podcast going. It's just a matter of what's going on. I may record a show ahead of time. Haven't quite figured out. You know, that's still in the works how we're going to do it. But I'll probably be sending out a poll or posting a poll trying to get some information to see what people want to hear. How do we want to do this? There will be something aired on that night. We just will not be live. And if I do go live, this is a big if. If I do go live, it will only be on Christmas Eve. I definitely will not be live on New Year's Eve. I plan on spending some time cuddling with my other half. And Tuesday night is the night that it seems that we, you know, that is, as they say, the one night that kind of messes with a lot of things that goes on. So that's a big work night for me, and that's a break night for him. So we're going to take full advantage of New Year's Eve, especially since I will be in Vegas shortly after that. So we're really focusing. Plus, we're going to, you know, the beginning of the year, you guys got a lot of surprise coming to you. It's official that, I know I've been saying this for a while, but definitely the toy line is coming out. That's something that is definitely, you know, we're just, these final touches have been going on for a minute, but, you know, we wanted everything to be perfect. We thought that it would have been ready a few months ago, had to make sure some other things were going on. So it's kind of back and forth, but we're like, we're okay. We think we've got everything down pat. Shooting for a launch date first of the year. But we got some great sales going on for Christmas. If you guys have never been to the V's After Dark website, you guys need to see the changes that happened this weekend. Fabulous changes that occurred this weekend. The changes were, like, really great. And when I say really great, they were some changes that some people may not have agreed with, but they were great changes for the better. So I tell everybody that you have to go check it out because we had all kind of things going on, like a new section for men. We have the pocket pussies up, and we've got some S&M stuff up, which we've always had, but we kind of condensed it down to some of the cutesy stuff. while we, there's so much stuff up there. It was, V's After Dark has been condensed down, but it's been condensed down to a more user-friendly site. You can go and you don't have 5 million products to look at. So if you're looking for a product and you don't see it, send a message. Because the beauty about the new site is that we're fulfilling orders on the back end, which means just because you don't see it on the site doesn't mean you can't ask for it. And there are very few products that we don't have. We just decided that we're going to probably once every 6 months rotate the products. And I think that gives you guys a better chance to see what's out there and it, you know, put some variety out there. So in 6 months, you know, we're going to have change dates and we'll go in and we'll make changes. And that will be so that you guys will have a perspective on what's out there and what's not out there. So, you know, have fun, look at it, think about it, and be like, wow. Because that's how we're going to do it. We're going to rotate and make it more user-friendly for you. So, you know, the goal is every 3 to 6 months we'll be rotating our products, but we'll be doing it for the positive. And, you know, we were waiting on our guests to call in, so I know that they were in the studio. So we're going to make sure that we're going to make a check-in with them. Oh, wow. Now, you guys, I know you hear me typing. I multitask. So I know that they get kind of confused because you guys say, what's going on? We can't believe what's going on. And we have to always say, it's just me multitasking. And we're like, wow. Is it that time? Guest, I wish I knew who you were because I like chit-chatting. You guys give me a lot of dead air sometimes, but I'm okay with that. But next week's show, Jaden Lee. Now, that's somebody who I want to get up on her business. And, you know, we've got some interesting people. We've got people responding to tweets right now. So, you know. And remember, you can always send your questions to askmissv@thetoilady.com. That's A-S-K. I know y'all said, why is she whispering? Because I'm more like, why am I whispering? askmissv@thetoilady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S, the letter V, @thetoilady.com. That's D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. That's right. You can do that and say what's going on and talk to me and like say hey, hey, hey. That's right. I know you was like, did she just say hey, 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 like she watching what's happening? But yeah, I said hey, hey, hey. I always show my age, you know, I don't have a problem saying I will show it in a heartbeat. But ooh, I got a special treat for you guys who have been waiting. I wanna welcome tonight's guest, the guys from We Are 3-2-1 to the show.
What's up, girl?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
How you doing, girl?
What up, what up?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you? What are you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on with you guys?
We are on. I told you we were going to probably be shooting when we had to call in, but L.A. traffic, man, we hadn't even made it to the studio yet. But we got the sex guest, Kimberly Kendall, with us in the back seat.
And a shout-out.
Say what up.
Hey, Kimberly Kendall.
My name's Kimberly Kendall. How are you?
I'm all right. So you guys, for everybody, for all the listeners who don't know who you guys are, because, you know, we've been talking, tell them.
Yeah.
A little bit about what is We Are 3-2-1 and who is We Are 3-2-1?
Well, We Are 3-2-1 is Mr. C, Flint, and a young lady named Lisa Daniels. We originated out of Brevard County, Florida. We call it the Countdown County. It's where the space shuttle used to take off. So 3-2-1 is our area code, and we rep our town, you know. So that's where the name came
out.
Put us
on the map.
Yeah, and not a lot of people come from where we stay at. So you know, we try to put it out there, you know, bring a little notoriety to the beautiful state of Florida, you know, that it's more than Miami and Mickey Mouse.
So you're saying you guys from where Cape Canaveral is, huh?
Yep, that's Brevard County. That's us. I actually live about 10 minutes south in Indy Atlantic.
I actually sang at Cape Canaveral, so I know where that is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot, but it's not Hollywood. So we had to come out here to the West Coast to get it going.
But the food is fabulous there. The seafood, I mean, okay, y'all making me have flashbacks from back when I was in the military, but the food is fabulous there because I was in the Navy there. So I got a chance to enjoy a lot of food while I was in boot camp back in the day.
Yeah. There you go.
And I get the honor to shoot with Dominic tonight. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're about to go shoot. Me and her are going to make some beautiful content together.
Okay,
in about
45
minutes.
In perverted porn terms, she's going to get dick down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we say that on the air?
You can say any damn thing. We're totally uncensored and unfiltered. There's not a damn thing you can't say. If you want to talk about eating pussy and sucking dick, you're more than welcome to.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, yeah, man, we're about to do a little bit of all that, man.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I got some questions for you guys.
Yeah, ask away. We have no filter.
Oh, they're not incriminating.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I promise I won't tell if you won't.
Yeah, hey, we'll keep it just between us.
Our little secret.
And a few thousand people. But we are 3-2-1. Now, the information that I got about you guys, you're making this. So is this going to be like a reality? I'm getting the information that's reality-based, that you guys are like, basically following your guys' lives, but from the porn side of it?
Yeah. Well, what it is, you know, we actually lived this life. We actually lived this kind of life before this, and we just decided to, you know, why not bring the people into our lives? It turned into the adult industry, and, you know, we're in this business. We love this business. We're not ashamed of it, and we feel that people want to see the real adult industry. You know, we're not trying to put together no parodies or lines and shit like that. Like, we're showing you the real look into the adult industry through two normal guys from the streets of Brevard County, Florida, you know, that have just put our nose to the ground and we're out in Hollywood now, you know. And we have a support team behind us. I got to give shout outs to AJ Comparetto. That's our law firm that backs us. Out of Tampa, Florida, and then Paul and Tracy Allen. They're our parent company. They own the Night Moves Award Show, the Night Moves Magazine, and what am I forgetting? The All Adult TV Network. No, they don't own that no more. They sold it to.
Yeah.
But they have these on Full Throttle.
Yeah, but we got our boy Banner Blade, who's our fucking good homie. Shout out to him. We love you. He's super staying with him while we're out here showing us love. You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of people that are like legends, and like they did their thing in the industry already. You know what I'm saying? They're known, and like, you know, for them to accept us and, you know, kind of take us in, like, it makes us feel real good.
Yeah.
It gives us the boost of confidence that we need to do what we got to do. You know what I mean?
Well, it's because we respect the business. You know, we respect the people that came before us. We're not trying to disrespect anybody. You know, everybody needs their own thing. You know, everybody needs their own look. Like, I'm the hoodlum of porn, dude. That's how I got signed. I'm not the best looking guy, but I got a big dick, and I got a good look.
Yes, he does.
And I got a good look, you know. And
mine's kind of big.
I'm loving
it's
your
about
accent.
Neither one disappoints.
But, you know, like I said, man, I mean, we love it. We love the people we've met. You know, we've come a long way in a really short period of time. And, I mean, you know, I think it's awesome. You know,
it's real, recognize real.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys have been around for about a year now. I know that your title's going to launch soon.
We are 3-2-1 we've been a company over a year, but we've really only been producing content for about 5 months, and then I moved out to LA, and we've shot over 100 scenes, and then I came out to LA. I got signed with ATM LA, and try to branch it out here, and I just brought my brother C out here. He's been here a month. I'm trying to
get me to stay.
I'm trying to get him to stay. My birthday's on Thanksgiving this year, the 28th. So
ooh,
we're doing
happy
a little
birthday. So you're going to get some birthday pussy?
Yeah, I don't know. We're pulling up to the studio right now. Shonda the Dillinger Studios, our home base here in Hollywood, Florida, or Hollywood, California.
Yeah,
but yeah, I plan to work up a sweat tonight. So I don't know how I'm gonna be feeling. I got a scene tomorrow too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I might be pretty raw by the birthday, but I mean we'll see what happens.
Hey, you still got a week to recover, baby. So
yeah.
what made you guys do the reality-based part of it? That's what, you know, that's what everybody wants to know. You know,
we really didn't plan on that. It kind of just happened. And we've done, like, the reality shit, and we've done some fetish. We've done different kinds of content, but it's just the reality shit kind of just seemed more natural because of, like, the people we've worked with and the people that we know in the industry. Like, it just all came together kind of as reality thing, you know. It just started from, you know, shooting little fucking clips on our telephones and stuff and just little behind-the-scenes stuff, you know what I mean? And it just kind of escalated from there.
Yeah.
You know?
We're the guys that people want to hang around. So it's like when we go and meet people, you know, they feel our energy. They feed off, you know, they feel that we're not, you know, we're in this business. We're not in it to fuck girls. Like I said, we live that life already. You know,
we're gonna fuck them regardless.
You know, so it's like now,
wow.
You know, the industry is, it's a great industry, but it needs a spark. You know, it needs that spark, and that's what we are. We've come to LA. We've put together a group. We also have a group out in Florida. Shout out to Xander Xavier.
Yeah.
He's
our
a part of our family.
Love,
yeah,
Lily Love.
So
Macy Cartel,
you know, we got a family putting together, and we, you know, it's called the Fam. And it's a group of young people such as ourselves, you know, that want more out of this business than just, like, having sex. You know, we believe that we can put our mark in this industry and really make something special.
We can bring something different to the table.
Yeah.
Something different.
Well, I got a question for you guys. And you guys already know a little bit about me. Y'all probably know more about me than I know about you, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you guys are doing so much, and like I said, I was first introduced to you guys by Sammy Brooks. You know, that's who first said, hey, you got to deal with these guys, and, you know, we were trying to, and but this was back earlier in the year when a lot of people still didn't know who you were, you know, and in this short time, you guys have really blown up, and my biggest question is, like you say, you're the guys that we want to hang around, so when do I get to hang with y'all? Because, you know, I want to be out in Vegas in January.
You can come. You can get out your, when you get off work, you get on a plane, you come out to Hollywood. We got you.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're so welcome to hang with us.
Can I bring the toys with me?
Of course. I would be mad if you didn't.
Yeah. Do we get to use them on you?
I'm a little bit bashful on that, you know. I'll watch people use them.
You could use them on us then.
Damn. Y'all trying to get me in trouble. You know what? Y'all trying to get me in trouble. I told you that I'm on the DL.
You got a boyfriend and a husband. Sorry, bro. We're not trying to disrespect.
He can come.
You know, if he's listening, my bad. We're not trying to disrespect.
You know what? My baby loves everything that I do. I mean, that's the beauty of this. You know, as they say, if I only got, what, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 people listening to me. I mean, what the hell? What's the conversation between friends here? Shit. You know?
Right. But tell him if he's listening, man, he's a lucky dude.
Just let him know we're one of your number one fans.
Yeah.
But you know what? He probably loves all that. I mean, we, you know, see, y'all making me blush over here because I'm like, oh, shit, you know. Y'all making me speechless. I'm supposed to be talking to you guys. You
that's the kind of shit we think. That's the kind of shit we bring. That's what 3-2-1 does. We keep it real. We speak our mind. And then, you know, take it how you want it.
I was going to say, what it is, you throwing that dog on Southern charm on me. See, I'm from the youth. I know about your Southern voice.
Yeah, we got that Southern hospitality.
See, but the thing is, in this industry, which we all have fake names, it's a pretty fake life. And to me, people like us, we like, the only difference between our aliases and our real names is the alias and the real name. You know, like, we don't, we're the same person on camera and off camera. Like, we are who we say we are. You know, we're not, we don't
have
to pretend.
Then you already know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch, if you listen to Poppy Chula or anybody who knows me, and like I said, you know a few people who actually know me, and they
yeah.
tell you I'm just as crazy in person. This is me. I'm probably more
yep.
tamer right now, you know, because.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. But that's what gives you your flavor. That's what gives us our flavor. That's what anybody who's, you know what I'm saying, they don't really got to put on a front. I feel like, in my opinion, that's going to take them further. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having to bullshit in front and put up, you know,
exactly.
a fake, you know, persona, you know, like it's not going to really get them anywhere, in my opinion. I mean, I'm sure some people have, you know, in the world, but it's like with us, like I said, what you see is what you get,
yeah.
straight up.
You know, you're making me fucking hot with your damn twang. I'm sorry, but you're just getting me wet over here. I love the damn southern accent. I'm sorry. You know, my family is originally from Alabama, so when I hear the southern boys talk, it's just like, damn. You know?
You know about that southern hospitality. They don't know about that shit out here in California.
Yeah, they love Cali, but they don't know.
Okay, so they're not used to the yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and all that. They haven't gotten accustomed to you guys saying yes, and no, ma'am, and excuse me, and thank you. They haven't gotten accustomed to that yet.
Yeah, we do all that. We'll hold the door open for you, man. We do all that good stuff.
But
we,
I'm saying they don't know how to deal with that out there in Cali, do they?
We even put the toilet seat down.
Okay, well, damn, that's not a southern thing. That's just a damn unique thing. Shit. That ain't got nothing to do with being from the south.
Hey, we wipe our feet on the rug or take our shoes off before we come into your house.
Yeah, and you know what else? They don't put sugar in their tea out here. So
right?
They don't have tea out here.
Yeah, they got to ask for it.
I said, let me get some sweet tea. They said, you want raspberry or peach?
And then you look at them like, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm like, dude, I'm a chef, too. I didn't even know that people drank tea without sugar in it. It tastes terrible.
You know what? Me neither. So you just told me something new because I've never heard of that because when I drink tea, I have to have sugar and it has to be really, really sweet. And I tell people, well, maybe because I'm old school. Remember the sugar bowl that sat on the table? We still got a
yep.
sugar bowl. Folks don't have sugar bowls no more, but we still got a sugar
yep.
bowl. So, you know, we got the spoon dipping it in. We don't believe in packets.
Yep.
So, wow, I want to ask you, because what's her name that's with you? I'm sorry, baby.
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
who's
we're walking in the studio right now.
I was saying, who's the female that's with you? Because I don't want to make a noise.
Miss Kimberly Kendall, one of the sexiest Armenian girls you will ever see in your life.
Okay, Kimberly, I got a question for you, baby.
Yeah, here, she wants to talk to you for a minute. Let her talk to you.
All right.
We're walking in the studio right now.
Hey, miss, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing, sweetie? I got a question for you. Now, how is it that you with these two guys, and they just said you're Armenian girls, so that means how the hell did you get hooked up with these guys and doing reality-based? I mean, that just doesn't seem...
Well, to be honest, I'm not originally from Los Angeles. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so I'm from the Midwest.
Oh, so you're from Greek country. I know about
yes.
Wisconsin. There's some freaks
yes.
there. I just interviewed the owner of a company there, a lube company,
you know,
and y'all some freaks.
I am a freak. I've always been, you know, a kinky girl. I've always been into, like, you know, crazy stuff. And then I moved out to Scottsdale, Arizona. And then eventually I moved out to California, and I did porn. And ever since, I've been loving it. I've been doing it for a little bit less than a year right now. And, I mean, I love it. It's what I've always loved to do, you know. For me, it's not just about the money. It's about I actually enjoy doing what I do. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's getting up, going to the office. Some people get up to the office and put a suit on. You get up to the office and take your clothes off. I mean,
exactly.
Or you get a
blowjob. I love sex and the fucking nymphal. I love to fuck. And, you know, this is the perfect job for me, you know.
And you don't. Well, you do work more than 5 days a week. I was going to say you don't work 5 days a week, but you probably work 7 days a week. But the beauty of it, you know, like I said, hooking up with We Are 321, because, you know, it's not too many people that hook up with a company that in less than a year has gone from nothing to the shit, you know, and I'm going to be honest. I've had a chance to watch them. So how was it getting hooked up with them and, you know, doing the reality base? I mean, are you ready for when they launch next year and everybody is, like, watching the behind the scenes of your life other than versus just what's on the camera? Because I know with the reality base, this is going to be some shit. They, you know, naturally they're going to only know your porn name, but still watching some of that shit, that's going to be kind of crazy. Are you ready for that?
Yes. You know, it was even crazy just, like, breaking out into the porn scene. Like, you know, my family and my friends, just, like, them seeing me, you know, doing porn, like, they were so shocked and so surprised because they had no idea that that was what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So even before doing the reality thing, like, just breaking into the porn scene was a huge shock for so many of my close friends and my family. And, you know, it's a lot to deal with. But, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like you need to do what makes you happy. And if it makes you happy, you need to do it. Do you get what I mean?
Most
like, life is too short to do what other people, you know, makes happy. You have to do what makes you happy. And, you know, for me, I love sex. I'm a sexual person, and I love to have fun. I have fun every time I'm on set, I have fun. You know what I mean? And I'm a very, very, very sexual person. And for me, you know, I've always felt like this was something that was meant for me. So I absolutely love it.
And that's fabulous. I mean, and you know what? I very rarely get a chance to do an interview with three people at once. It's normally a one-on-one, so, you know, having you three together makes me kind of wish I was out there on set with y'all. But all I do, I'm a voyeur. I ain't going to lie. I'm a voyeur. I have to watch everybody. But I'll provide you guys with plenty of toys, you know. Want this toy? Want that toy? I got you.
Right. Well, let me give you, do you have a Twitter page?
Yeah, I'm Miss V the Toy Lady.
Let me give you my Twitter and we can hook up.
Give a shout out.
My Twitter name. Are you ready?
Actually, I'm going to go on Twitter right now. And what's your – spell it out for me, sweetie.
Okay. It's Miss K Kendall. It's MissKKendall.
Oh, triple G.
MissKKendall. Miss K Kendall.
Kimberly Kendall Triple X?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I got you.
So just follow me. I'll follow you back. We can keep in contact, you know.
Oh, my
gosh.
You are sexy as hell. Look at them damn boobies.
I'm known for my ass. I have a 39-inch ass.
Yeah.
I got that booty, baby. But I'm going to hand you off. I really enjoyed speaking with you. I'm going to hand you off to my boys so they can finish the interview with you. I really appreciate talking to you. And
oh,
I hope you have a great day.
You also, baby.
Pardon?
I said you also.
You have a great night. Let me hand you off.
Hey, baby. It's Mr. C. Hey, listen, speaking of touching down on what we talked about earlier about, like, what we're doing and shit, if people go on our Twitter, it's at @WeAre321LLC, and if you scroll down, I'll probably, like, retweet it again tonight just so it's, like, at the top of our page. We have, if you go click, they click on our Twitter and they go on the Dropbox, it's a trailer, and that's, like, the only thing we have out, like, released. It's, like, behind the scenes, like, us chilling and doing what we do, mixed in with our actual, you know, scenes that we shot, you know, in the industry. Like, it's mixed together, like, a lot. So, like, if people want to check it out, see what we're doing, they can, it'll be a Dropbox. Let's say Dropbox.com, and they click on that link, and they'll link it right to our video. So, it's
so
all the listeners out there, you know, they want to see what 321 is doing. That's all they got to do is go on our Twitter, and they can scroll down a little bit and see what we're doing.
You know what? I get all you guys' damn tweets. You know that. So,
I was going to say thank you for that, actually. We appreciate it. I see you're blasting that shit, huh? You're blasting. That's what you got to do, though. I mean, hey, it's networking, man. You know what I mean? Like, get those listeners on there, you know? You got to let them know. You know what I mean?
How people want to know you're on the show if I don't want to ask it?
Huh?
How would people know you were on the show if I didn't do a blast on it? That's what I do best.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do what you do, baby. You just keep doing your thing. We're going to keep doing our thing, you know. And anybody else who's out there listening, they're doing their thing, hey, y'all do your thing. You know what I'm saying? There's money and shit for everybody, you know what I mean?
Are you guys going to be in Vegas in January?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah, we'll be at the AVNs, yeah. We'll
now,
be
see,
there.
You guys got my number. See, this is why I tell everybody I love what I do. I get to hang out with people.
You know what? Like I said, we talk about all the time, man. Like, you know, me and my partner, it's like, man, we've met some of the best people in this industry, man. You know what I mean? We just met some of the best people, and it's definitely like a blessing at the same time. You know what I mean?
The adult industry has some of the most beautiful people in the world. I always tell people that since I since I've had a chance to be around some great people, you know, I will say honestly, I haven't met anybody mean, and you know that I talk to people like Sammy, and it's not anybody I really don't talk to, is it? I mean, I'm always talking to somebody.
We've got to stay in the loop with, you know, what everybody's doing, you know what I mean? If you're in it, you're in the industry, you got to be involved kind of a little bit with everybody to some point.
I got to make sure you guys have good toys. That's my job. I got to make sure y'all have some good toys. I mean, hell, it's only 5 million
toy companies out here. Let us try them things out so we can tweet about the shit and put you on blast and, you know, get you out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, help you out, you know? Shit, give it, let me send us some toys, shit.
Shit, you know what, as they say, we got a network behind the scenes. You DM me what you want, and I'll get that shit out to you, because you know I ain't got no problem. Because last week, Lexi Love gave away that game last week, oh my God. And that was like a $59 game that we gave out last week.
Put
your name.
Can you ask me real quick,
I hate to cut it short, but we appreciate the love real quick, and we actually just got to my boy's studio. Can he put his Twitter out there and shit real quick and put it on blast?
You know what?
Everybody who's there,
put out your Twitter, email, Instagram, whatever, because I know we're getting ready to cut this off.
All right, here's my boy Dillinger. Here he is. Hold on. Go ahead. Just go.
Yes, hey, how you doing? This is Dillinger Studios right here, 818, down in San Fernando Valley. Twitter is going to be DillingerXXX. Check it out. We have a wide range of backdrops, sets, lighting. We got the whole shebang here. Great people, great setup. And when you need it, we can do it. I'm sorry, what was that?
How do you spell Dillinger?
D-I-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, triple X.
D-I-L-L-E-N-G-E-R.
D-I-L-L-I-N-G-E-R.
See, that's why I don't pay to not go to school.
It's all good.
Check us out. You know, I build all kinds of custom stuff. I do it myself. Just build some custom backdrops for Tarantino Triple X for his Bruce Lee themed parody he was working on, and so, I mean, it came out really badass. You guys got to check it out. Anyone needs that stuff, you know, let me know and, you know, make it happen.
I'm loving this interview. I got to get you on my show without everybody. When you got some free time, baby, we got to get the word out about you.
Anytime. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm always up to help everyone out and try to promote the business and promote everybody. I'm trying to help everyone. I work with everybody. I'm working with these guys right here. 321, and these guys are some amazing guys right here. Really exposed my business out, and really have been incredible experience with these guys. The last 3 days, I've been rocking with them and rock and roll. I got this beautiful girl right here in front of me right now, and it's just
about to fuck a gangbanger.
And you know what? While you guys, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show tonight.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. You know, anytime you need us on there, we're going to be there, man. You know,
and
just,
make sure
because what we are, we're a movement. You know, we're putting together a big group of people, you know, Dillinger included, you know, a bunch of young, hungry, you know, adult entertainment performers and producers. And, you know, you've seen what we've done in a year. Why wait till next year?
I'm getting on that damn train. All I can say is I want to be on that damn train because that's the money train right there.
Well, you got a first-class ticket anytime.
But you know what? I want to thank you guys, and I'm going to put you guys on Twitter out there again before the end of the show. And I want to thank you for coming on. And, you know, maybe we could do a one-on-one interview on when we get to Vegas, because maybe we get some stuff to air later so we can talk about Vegas while we're out there.
Well, it's gonna get crazy in Vegas. We got ourselves a party mansion. Well, it's not going to be a party, but we got us a big mansion. You can come to bring some toys.
You know what? Don't tell me that shit. I'll be packing a whole damn suitcase by itself for that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're looking for, man. See? And we can help each other out, man, because we always need toys around. I don't even know if we have a toy today for this.
Just let me know, baby. You know, you got my number. You know how to call me. I ain't shipping a phone call away.
we're a family in a movement. We're always looking for that extra piece of the puzzle, man. We don't have a toy person yet, and who better to have than you?
No, you have a toy person. You just ain't been talking to me. Let's rephrase it. Don't put that out there that you don't have a toy person.
Don't do it. We'll make it up.
But you guys have a good time on set tonight, and I want to thank you for calling in. And like I said, we're going to finish up this interview actually in Vegas. So if you guys who want to know what's going on in Vegas, we're going to finish up the interview, and they'll be played later on after we get back from Vegas. And I will see you guys and talk to you later and have a nice shoot tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll take a picture and tag it and put it on Twitter. We'll tag you in it so you see what's going on.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity. We appreciate it. Love you.
Much love, ladies. I will talk to you later.
Right.
Bye-bye. Wow. You know what? Now, you guys, I love when I have my interviews like this because that was We Are 321. And for you guys who have never really followed them, they are really, truly a movement. I've been watching them for a year. Caller, I'm sorry I didn't get you in. So I'm gonna bring you in. I know you had some questions, but I can always get your questions to them later. So let me bring you on. Hey, baby, you on the air with Miss V. How you doing? Because I know who this is. I'm sorry.
Hey, Miss V.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is actually Greg from Choctaw.
Congratulations, baby. I want to say your gift is in the mail.
Thank you.
You should have an exercise charity. I meant to send you the tracking number, but it's been a crazy week. We lost power here, so, you know.
Hey, it's no problem. I was actually wanting to find out how did they actually involve into the business and pretty much, you know, like that.
Actually, you know what? At the beginning of the show, we were talking about that, and they actually they're out of Florida. That's why they're called We Are 321, because that's actually their area code in Florida. And they started in the industry in Florida, and they just put their nose to the grind, and within the past, literally in less than a year, they have blown up because I had been trying to get them on the show since about, I want to say February or March. And they just kept blowing up and blowing up and blowing up. I mean, I've watched them go from who the hell are you to damn, everybody knows who you are. And that's one of those rare stories in the adult industry that you just don't see, especially from, you know, I'm a West Coast girl. So, you know, when I see somebody blow up from the West Coast, I'm like on that bandwagon because we really don't get recognized. You know, it's all about Cali. And I'm not mad at Cali by no means, but, you know, it's like everything is based out of Cali. So when you see somebody from the East Coast blow up, you'd be like, yes. And then you always want to know what they did. And they said all they did was get on the grind, you know, but they have a law firm that backs them. I mean, they doing some shit because their backer is a law firm.
Yeah.
You know? And Lisa
Daniels
is on
their backer. I mean, even though here in Oklahoma, pardon me, we do have, you know, a few porn stars that have made, you know, big time and are rocking. And I don't know if I can say their names or names.
You can say anything you want. I mean, unless it's somebody who don't want their name, we have no censorship on this show, so unless it's somebody who don't want their name out there, you can say whatever you want. The only thing I don't do is dog out people. So those are the rules. We don't belittle anybody on this show.
Okay.
But if it's in
well,
the positive,
I mean, she's somewhat kind of retired with the Dioso brand of tequila.
Mm.
And it is awesome.
And I've been trying to get down to Oklahoma because it's like, do y'all even have people do appearances down there? Because I was trying to get down there a few months ago, and it's like I couldn't find any clubs or any hosting events or anything down there. And, I mean, when I say I was looking hard, I literally was looking in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and everything. And I'm only going to tell you, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, but my son said that there's nothing in Oklahoma. And this came from a 23-year-old who probably know about more sex than I do right now. And he said there was nothing there because he actually lives there. And he was like, Mom, at 9 o'clock, everything is closed. I'm like, okay, what do people do?
No offense, but I think the person you asked, no offense, a little too young.
Well, you know, I didn't ask him, but he knows that, you know, I travel. And, you know, he's like, Mom, come down here. And I'm like, I have my own reasons for not going down there. And I told him, I don't like going anywhere I can't get paid. I love my son. No offense, baby, if you listen to the show, but I know you're not because you hate hearing me talk about sex. But if I'm not getting paid, especially someplace like Oklahoma, because, you know, what I know about Oklahoma, I know about the Muir building, you know, that's a very hard subject for me. That's
tornadoes.
Really hard, you know, so for me that's touchy. Only because I take it very personal because I used to work at the VA and I am a veteran, so I took that like, you asshole, how dare you do this? So I'm glad he's a dead bastard right now. I'm serious.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, right. Everybody, I said no belittle on nobody, but that one deserved it.
Now. All right, now, the person that has the Oso tequila was at a Oktoberfest in out here in Choctaw, and that was the very first ever tequila at an Oktoberfest in Oklahoma, and it's huge.
Now, how far is Choctaw? Where is Choctaw at? Because I'm ignorant. Like I said, I know Oklahoma City. That's what I know.
Yes. All right. Now, Miss D, from Oklahoma City to Choctaw is roughly about, let's give it about 14 miles.
Wow. That's
from
close.
The heart of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Not to mention, it was the first marker of the Oklahoma land run in 1889, in April.
Wow. See, I just got some education here. Like I said, I was trying to get down there. Like I said, I was trying to do, because I do seminars. I educate people, you know. I talk about sex and how to have threesomes and stuff, because everybody don't know how to have a threesome without a third person.
No. I mean, education is the biggest deal. And there are some here, yes, in Oklahoma, being the heartland, that don't do that. But if you actually dig, there are.
See, I might dig a little harder because I need to be getting down there teaching some folks. I think folks need to hear what I got to say. Because everybody, I'm being honest. And when I say that, I'm not bragging on myself, but I sell toys. But I also know about sex. I think, you know, I've been around long enough to know about sex, know about toys. You know, I'm not just saying this because I got two children, but I'm saying it because I am an expert in the toy industry. I would not say that if I hadn't been told I was an expert. I know my toy.
Right.
I know about, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about threesomes. But you got to have spice in your life. I tell everybody, you know, I don't care how damn vanilla you are. You need a little spice in it. And
Bingo. You
might not want to bring a third person in that bedroom, but I can tell you how to spice up your sex life without another person. That's where I come in. Because I can tell you how to make your toys your best friend and not make your mate jealous. Because the big thing is men are intimidated by toys for whatever reason. So, you know, Greg, hook me up. You know, get me down there. I'll come. You know, I don't charge that much. I tell everybody I don't charge that much.
I actually agree with that. Pardon?
I said, that is the Bible Belt down there, so I know about that.
Well, there is a genre actually down here. And it, you know, it depends on what group and what part of actually you're around to actually, you know, spread the word. So it, you know, it dictates basically where you're at.
And I think that's in any, really that's in any state, because, I mean, even here in Michigan, you got people who will say, oh, sex. You would never think that Detroit was where they hate sex. And I say this honestly.
No. Well, that's kind of like Parma, Michigan.
I'm sorry, what part of Michigan?
Well, actually, it's part of Parma and Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jackson, Michigan. Because I've been up there.
And like I said, I know people here, you know, when they sit, find out I talk about sex, they'd be like, oh, my God. You know, and I tell them this, and I was like, believe it or not, I go to church just like everybody else, you know. Jesus knows me, and he loves me. We have a very good relationship, you know, and I have no shame in my relationship with Jesus. And for anybody who's offended, I said Jesus, you know, we all believe in who we believe, but me and Jesus have a very good relationship. You know, and I tell everybody, you know, that, yes, I go to church, you know, I'm not going to be struck down. I don't say, oh, God, I'm going to be struck down. I have my conversation. Do I have the conversation in church? No, I don't. But I'm telling you, if in the pulpit, if they ever pull me up there and ask me to talk about it, I let them know, because everybody in that damn church had to be made by sex. So I'm probably the person that they don't want in the pulpit, because next thing you know, they're going to get a sex education. I'm serious.
Exactly.
But they would get it from the standpoint of you had Adam and Eve. You know, I could sit there and go through the Bible. As they say, they don't want me to quote the Bible to them, because I grew up in a straight-up household, and I went to Catholic school. So, and I went to Catholic school when the nuns was teaching. I didn't go to this newfangled Catholic school. I went where two-thirds of the teachers were nuns, sister this and sister that. I got plenty of rulers stepped on my hands, you know, so I know about what the sisters do. And I know about learning religion and the Bible and all of the different testaments. And the so when they say, I know I got a good relationship because I could quote the Bible to them, so they probably don't want me up in the pulpit, because I been and gave them a whole brand new outlook on sex. They be looking at me like, where does heathen come from? And then she said, hallelujah with it.
Amen.
I tell them in a heartbeat, you know. I could talk about sex and say hallelujah at the same time. So, and we had that conversation with family.
That's the thing. It's like, are you going to judge me for doing this? Well, guess what? You cast the first stone, and I'm not going to hold it against you, but you hold it against me for working at a beer company. Okay, well, I guess I have to quit working for a church because you do that, Deacon.
So it's funny how you do it. That's why I tell everybody, you know, and Detroit has so many churches, because I keep saying, you need to bring Exotica here. You know, I'm always like, bring Exotica here. But, you know, the funny part, Exotica, they don't want here, but 2 or 3 weeks ago, it's called the anime convention. Uh-huh. I'm sure if the pastors knew what the hell went on in anime, they would go into the Exotica Con, because my daughter also is into anime. Is that how you pronounce it? But they actually take up two different areas. And when my daughter told me that in some parts of anime they was having sex, that's why they have an 18 and over area, I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like,
oh,
no, and she really was telling me about it because I was considering going there, because I'm a networker. I'm not afraid to go anywhere to pass out my ink pens and my business cards. And she told me, oh, yeah, she's like the 18 and over area. You know, they would love your business. And since she was down there, why should I have to go down there? I took the damn pens to her. She was down there for 3 days. I mean, she's really into it. I mean, these people dress up like characters and stuff. I mean, it, you know, you don't see us at Exotica dressing up like characters. I mean, and they get deep into it, dressing up like characters. And from what I understand, anime have sex. You know, they like into that the cartoon character sex and stuff. So
yeah, it's the cartoon from what I've been hearing. I've never seen it. It's like, okay.
Well, it's a little bit deeper than that.
I mean, no, I mean, no offense, Scooby-Doo is still my hero.
That's my ringtone.
But
I got a text message to go Scooby-Doo.
I did receive about 2 years ago a text on my cell phone, Scooby-Doo having it with, what's her name with the glasses? Velma.
Oh, my God. Now, I can't picture, I can't see Scooby doing a human. Because Scooby is Scooby-Doo, the stupid dog, the crazy dog, Scooby-Scooby-Doo. No,
yeah.
I'm just serious. I'm just saying, I don't want to picture that dog. So,
no, it was sent to me. I actually laughed, and it was animated. I was like, okay, go ahead and delete. But
so, I see what you mean.
Boy, that was the first time I've ever seen a animated sex deal.
Well, you know what? This is, as they say, here come my age again. Back when I was little, and I don't think my parents realized that I was awake. Because, it used to be a big deal to go to the drive-in. That was the drive-in was where you went.
Oh, cute.
I was at the drive-in in the backseat sleep, and they had this cartoon. That's when they still show rated X movies, like in public, before they got really
bad. I remember that here in Oklahoma, yes.
And there was a cartoon called Felix the – I believe it was like Felix the Cat or something. But it was not it was a X-rated cartoon. But it was like a black and white. And I vaguely remember it only because I woke up and I was like, what's that cat doing? And he's like, oh, baby, go back to sleep. And being little, I actually did go back to sleep, as they say. Kids really can't stay up, and it just kind of caught me off guard. So I do remember seeing that. But like I said, that was in black and white. And it was more like him being perverted because I think he was like peeing over a mountain or something. I don't really think he was having sex per se. I think I remember him like peeing from one mountain to another, but it was like really graphic peeing. It wasn't, wow. But I do remember that because of me. Of them showing, I don't even think they have an X rating no more. I think they just got rid of it and started calling it porn. But they need to go back to an X rating because some things need to be that way. I'm not even going to get into what I think about that. But they need to bring drive-ins back, and they need to bring back true theaters because too many people sit at home and watch TV, I sit at home. I went to the movies.
Well, the thing on that deal, I remember, I'm 45, and I remember going to a drive-in out where I used to live growing up as a kid, and it's like two screens.
We actually still have
a drive-in.
We still have a drive-in here, and we have a five-screen drive-in that's very popular. And there, because of people not really going as much, they're only open from Thursday to Sunday, but my daughter actually goes to the drive-in. It's cheaper. Her and her boyfriend go to the drive-in, and that is their outlet because of where they live at. So when she told me, I understood why she was going to the drive-in, because they have, like, on-the-street parking, and she lives on a college campus. So parking is really hard to get until about 1 or 2 in the morning. So what she does, on Friday nights, they go to the drive-in because last time they finish at the drive-in and they go home, they're able to find a parking space because all of the bars and stuff are, like, closed and she can, get a decent space in front of her building. And when she told me that, I was like, I raised you well. And, she goes to the drive-in. That's what they do. And actually, it's a cheap date because you figure, I think it's still cheaper to go to the drive-in than to the regular movies, and you get two movies. And if you miss a movie, you don't have to leave. You could just wait for the movie to come play again. They don't put you out at the drive-in. She found that out, and she was like, that if the movie go off, they don't make you leave. I was like, yeah. I was like, you could stay until the last movie. So you could get there at 8 o'clock in the evening and literally be there until 2 in the morning watching movies.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the thing now. It's, pretty much the same way here in Oklahoma. But you know, back in the early 80s. I mean, I remember, you know, two-screen drive-in that we had here in Oklahoma. And it's like, okay, well, this one would start earlier, then this one is more family. But once you get to midnight, oh, they pretty much showed the Triple X. And I remember, hey, sorry, Mom and Dad, I got to go to the bathroom. And it's like, holy cow.
Because you can look over and see what's on the other screen, now.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the drive-in, because where our drive-in is at, you can see, like, all five screens. So you can see the different movies. So you can actually pay to see one movie. And you're like, ooh, I didn't know that. Maybe we had to pay to see that one, you know. And, like,
uh-huh.
I said, it's fun. But I'm going to, you know what, I enjoy talking to you, but I've got another caller, and I've got to, you know, this is my conversation time where I chill with my listeners. But I want to thank
you.
And you know what, do me a favor.
Sure.
And this is a big favor I'm asking. When you get your game, can you take a picture and tweet it so everybody will know that I do keep my word?
Oh, I sure will.
Because I made sure I put it out there. I was like, I know some people say, she don't keep her word. She don't give away nothing. I made sure I put it in the mail. I even told you that it was not going into the mail until this weekend. And I made sure I put it in the mail. People were complaining at the post office. Why complain on a Saturday at the post office? I don't know. But women complain about waiting 5 minutes. But that's a whole other story.
Trust me, I will let you know. And also, Lexi.
Yeah, it was.
That's my dear. We are definitely, she's in the movie, but I helped actually fund it twice with me and my daughter. So I can't wait for, director's cut.
Ooh. Well, you know what? I got you on Twitter, and I'm going to talk to you later. And keep listening to the show, because we got all kind of great stuff going on.
That I will. Just give me a heads up on Twitter.
Okay, and I'm going to put you back on hold because, you know, I might bring you back in on the conversation. You never know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, thank
That'll
you,
That'll work, sweetie.
Oh, my God, you guys. I love my listeners tonight. And I got what I'm going to do is we're going to have a little conversation, and we're going to play a little bit of music, then we're going to come back, and we're going to close out the show because y'all know I love to run my mouth. But I'm going to take this other call. Hey, baby, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing?
Hi, Miss V. This is Randy.
Hey, Randy. What's going on, sweetie?
Aw, hi, cutie.
Like, this is my big brother from another mother. You know, he done told me he done adopted me, so I'm like, aw. So, what's going on, sweetie? Do you have power in Baltimore? Because I'm letting you know that we almost didn't have a show tonight.
Almost?
Almost didn't have a show. I just got power back. So I had a day and a half of no power. So,
wow.
And then I didn't have no internet. But I got power back and didn't have no internet. So,
okay.
And 10 minutes before the show, we literally lost internet, like had internet, then lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 minutes before the show, I'm like, oh, God, I have no internet. I'm scrambling because I thought it was my computer. Come to find out it was really the internet, so... But we got up on time, but
mm-hmm.
It was a scary show tonight. I was wondering if I was going to get on the air on time, which is normally it's my fault when I'm not on the air. This time it wasn't my fault, but I was up on time. So what's been going on, you know, because these storms are horrible. I don't know if you guys got hit, but we're still feeling it.
We didn't get hit. Got rain, yes, but no storm, no.
We had winds of over 50 miles an hour, so it was crazy here. But you missed my guest. We are 3-2-1. Oh, my God, them guys are crazy.
Mm.
And it's like, wow, you know, I can't have fun with them. All I can say is that between my chat room and my guest is still up in there listening, so I got to say, shout out to my guest again. I know you're listening to this show, and you're like, this is one crazy woman. And, Randy, I was told last week I got to cut down cussing. So I'm trying
Oh, really?
To It was a suggestion because they said I used the word bitch too much. So,
yeah, you can get away with saying bitch on the air.
Oh, I can get it. No, this was on the personal side. They said I say bitch too much. So
uh-huh.
I figured that I'll test it on the air because that's where I really say bitch the most. So I'm trying
right.
not to. I'm trying not to say bitches, but tonight it was easy because I didn't have a female guest on. But when I have a female guest, you know, that's like one of my words, and it's not a disrespect thing. But so you'll hear me like curtailing what I'm saying, as they say. I'm trying to speak the proper English that I know.
Right.
That people who know me outside of this radio station are used to, because they said I'm carrying it over to my personal life. So they said
right.
They said I'm cussing too much because I was like, yeah, I'm like the head bitch in charge. And he's like, you know what? You're not a bitch. Stop it. So I'm trying
right.
to stop. I'm trying to stop with the word bitch, which I use it so much. And, you know, they kind of threw in my face. But look at how educated you are. Are you kidding me? You're talking like this. You never used to talk like this. And I'm like, okay, so you want me to go back using proper English? But then remember you heard me say that I correct people because I think they can't write.
Right.
I guess that does make sense. If I'm going to sit here and say a person can't write when they send me something and don't know the difference between there and there, then I guess I should curtail how I'm talking because it is kind of contradictory for me to
right.
critique a person on their writing and say, how dare you send me a bio that is not written properly, but then I'm talking like the gutter. So it does kind
right.
of make sense, you know. Where I'm critiquing somebody on not knowing how to write, but then yet and still, every other word out of my mouth is fucking bitch and pussy and dick. So.
I was at so like the tail end of your conversation with your last guest. You were talking about old movie theaters, and I told you some time ago that the last movie theater in Baltimore was sort of like closed down. So right now we have no movie theaters in Baltimore. Matter of fact, the state of Maryland.
Right.
I'm sorry?
But you're just talking about adult movie theaters, right?
Yes. We have
none.
We're
talking about movie theaters in general.
Well,
so,
okay. In our town, we only got four movie theaters in the entire city of Baltimore. But you got to go way out in the boonies. I mean, it's mostly about Cineplex theaters. They don't have single theaters anymore. As of today, there are none.
See, I went to the movies on Saturday. That's what I was saying. And I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to probably, whoever say that I shouldn't have said this, I apologize. But I went and saw The Best Man, Holiday. That's the first time in a while that I've actually made it a point to go see a movie opening weekend. Fabulous movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say anything about it. Great movie, tearjerker. I would go see it again. But I went to a theater, which is only about, well, in Detroit, unless you live like dead center Detroit, you can get to a movie theater from anywhere. And even if you live in dead center, because we have downtown Detroit, we have a movie theater in the GM World headquarters that a lot of people probably don't realize that it's still there. I think it's 4 or 5 screens. So
right.
we have a true movie theater inside the city of Detroit. That is downtown Detroit that people don't have to worry about. Then we have one that sits on the east side, and I don't know if we have one on the west side. I can't remember. I know the one that used to be by me was closed down. Oh, we do, because we actually have a single screen. We still have an old single screen theater, and they play a lot of the old movies, and they play them every weekend, and they still have the organ, and they play the organ music, the old pipe organ.
Yeah.
So we have that, and they do a lot of – I mean, we still have Vincent Price and all them folks come in town. For that.
Yeah.
So we do have that. We have 3 Suger conventions and Frankenstein and you name it, it's at that theater. And it's always on jam. So we do have them. But I actually went, I think that there's 4 or 5 screens at the theater that I went to. And it's a smaller theater. It wasn't a big, I'll put it out there, it wasn't an AMC or Imagine. It wasn't one of those. This was actually still a local theater. This was not one of the major ones.
Right.
This is locally owned, you know, and I went to that one. So it was nice. So we have movie theaters here, and I was saying that my daughter actually still goes to the drive-in every Friday with her and her boyfriend because she lives on a college campus and they have to park on the street. So that's her way of getting a parking space. They go to the drive-in because it's cheaper to go to the drive-in and then trying to hang out. And then they get back home, and the streets are clear because all the people are through partying and stuff on campus. So it works out good for them. But, wow, I'm having, you know what, I'm, like, so flighty this week because I got, no, the weather threw me off. So I'm apologizing to everybody. The weather really threw me off because not having power, I didn't know how I was going to do the show, and then I was like, okay, do I put out that we're canceling the show? And then got power back. I was like, phew, got power back. Didn't have internet. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, the show was going to go on, but it was going to be some maneuvering. I can make the show go on. You know, as long as I got a phone and a computer that works, I can make it go on. But it was kind of questionable this night. But I'm like, wow, you know, it's kind of weird this week. But I did have a topic of the week, and I'm going to bring my other caller back on for this. And this topic, you know, and I had changed at the beginning of the show. I was talking about how do you show that you care in a relationship, but then I changed it to how do you deal with bad weather. So, you know, my other caller is from Oklahoma where they got hit with tornadoes earlier. So I want to have a little bit, you know, a little bit of a conversation about this. And we're going to, no, actually, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break because I'm looking at the time. Blog Talk got me all blind. I swear they must know I'm getting older because I can't see my clock no more. But I'm going to take a little break. And, you know, when I come back, I'm going to bring both you guys back on. We're going to have a little bit of a conversation about the weather. And I know you guys said, did this heifer just say she's going to talk about the weather? Yes, I did. We're going to have a little bit of conversation about because storm damage and being prepared, especially we're talking right before Thanksgiving, probably needs to be had, you know. I don't have to always talk about sex. I don't always have to talk about relationships. But, you know, I do play my sex music. So I'm going to put you guys on hold. I'm going to come back, and we're going to have a little bit of a conversation for a few minutes about that. And we're going to see, you know, we're going to talk about a little preparedness. So get ready, get your mindset, because I know Baltimore gets snow. You know, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about preparing for the weather and the things that are going on, because we're going to be going to a tough time in these next couple of weeks. And, dog, I can't find, Lord, I can't see no more. I don't want to say something raunchy. You know, that's bad. I'm in a bad. Okay, I'm going to put you guys on hold, and I will be back in a minute.
See, baby, I know you done had your share of girls, but I am more than confident you won't ever have to search these streets for affection. I got you. What kind of girl you like? I know my looks can be deceiving. Tell me, am I your type? My main goal is to please you. What's on the schedule tonight?
Bye. I realized my mic was still on. I'm up here singing. Y'all done heard my bad voice the whole time. Damn. Woo, so I guess y'all know. My love is like, well, y'all know I can't sing now, right? Okay, I got to welcome you guys back to the show since I forgot to cut my mic off. So y'all done heard everything for the past 3 minutes. Damn. I didn't even realize what I was doing. I'm over here bouncing and everything. I can't. I hope I wasn't singing too bad because, yeah, I still got callers, so I didn't kill nobody's ears tonight. But for you guys who are just listening, join the conversation at 646-716-8041. You're listening to V's After Dark. We're on the air every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is where everyone comes. That's right. You can come with me on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11. When I have some of the hottest guests in the adult industry, up and coming, and new artists. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And right now, we're talking about the weather. Yeah, we're talking about the weather. So I'm bringing everybody back on, and we're going to have an open conversation. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, so we're talking about the weather. So y'all heard my awful singing, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just over here bouncing. I look up. I was like, oh, hell, I forgot to cut the mic off. I don't think I was singing that much. Oh, I can't sing. I'd be the first one to say I cannot sing. At least I wasn't thinking out loud, though, because normally I'd be thinking out loud and everything while I'm doing this. So
you actually did a good job.
Well, thank you, because I don't know if I know that was a compliment, but it's like, I don't think I could sing, and I know I can't, you know. I used to hold a note, and the older I got, I couldn't hold one. But being down in the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Look at American Idol. Can they hold a note?
They use auto-tunes. You know what? They use auto-tunes. I don't use auto-tunes. I never – auto-tunes wasn't around when I was singing, and I actually sung in the Navy choir, so – and you had to audition for that, so, you know, they just don't pick anybody, and I'm a true soprano. Well, I used to be a soprano. I don't know what I am now, but I've had my vocal training. Now I kind of just play with it. I don't – as they say, I don't try to hit them high notes, and I don't try to do any of that. I know if I want to sing – I can sing because in order to make it in the Navy choir, you know, as they say, you have, especially when I was in boot camp, that was my way of getting out of boot camp. I just told my secret. But no, because, I mean, you go through like accelerated boot camp, but you have to finish up everything where everybody gets full 8 weeks of boot camp. When you're in the Navy choir, you have to do everything like in 5 weeks because you're out traveling and singing. I mean, you get your uniforms early, and like I got a chance to sing at Cape Canaveral, and we did different things. So even though it was my way of getting out of it, it really wasn't because we got accelerated. So we had to do a lot of things, and we still had to go to our classes and stuff. But you had to audition, I mean, and I think 2/3 of the boot camp auditioned for the choir. So when I made it, you know, I do know, as they say, I do know that I can sing because, I mean, they had us do, like, individual, and the one song that everybody can mess up is the song that we had to sing, the Star Spangled Banner.
And yeah, we had can't to mess up that
right.
song.
Oh, believe me.
Oh, you can mess it up.
Oh, you
Look
can mess
Roseanne
it up.
Look at Roseanne
Barr. Well, you know what? Look at these R&B singers and country singers when they get it. The words are the most important thing, and unless you know that the Star Spangled Banner is a poem, you will mess it up. So you have to understand that you're singing a poem, and then that is the one song you have to enunciate your words because any variation doesn't sound right. So when you're singing it and you're saying, oh, say, can I see, you've got to say, oh, say, can I see, enunciate every single word. So,
can I say it? That doesn't even sound right.
And no, also, not to mention the word or.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a song that when you're auditioning, that That is the song that we had to audition for, because that's what we sang. You know, we're the Navy, so we went and we're singing the Star Spangled Banner. So believe me, I know about auditioning to sing. And we did our solo. You know, you do it as a group so they can find your pitch, but you also do individual so they can say boom, boom, boom. So when I made it, I wasn't really shocked because I used to sing solo in church. So, you know, as they say, I say I can't sing. I can sing when I want to. But that's off topic. Weather. Bad storms and weather. Oklahoma, I know. How are you guys doing? Because I know you guys are recovering from the tornadoes and stuff back in the summer. I mean.
Yeah, we had the several tornadoes back here in May. May 19th, 20th, and 31st, and actually the 31st was the first time I ever evacuated a house to go to a storm shelter.
Yeah, and I got a chance to see it on Twitter from my idiot son who was taking pictures, and I said, yes, dear, I'm calling you an idiot because, you know,
yeah,
he works, I won't say who he works for, but he works down there in the mall for a major company. And they had to work throughout the tornadoes. They, you know, they didn't do an evacuation. They had to stay in the mall, even though why people are going to go buy stuff during the tornado, I have no clue. I would have been looking for someplace, but they had to stay at work. So he's sending, I mean, literally, he was posting on Instagram the damage from the tornado, and I'm like losing my mind here. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to go gray. So
yeah.
I kind of got a chance to see it from the Instagram point of view of a child who apparently still has to understand you can die. So I was mad about that. But, you know, you guys, I know you guys get hit a lot with the tornadoes and stuff, so I'm always kind of watching because, you know, I love my baby. I ain't trying to come down there for no bad reason. But how do you guys prepare? Because we just had our bad storms this weekend, and they are saying these are some of the worst. And for the month of November, this is bad for us because normally we get bad snow, but we've never gotten, like, the bad rain and the thunderstorms. And I have a weather radio. Yeah, I've come around to being old. I have a weather radio. So my weather radio was going off all day on Sunday. I swear my dogs were going crazy. The sirens were going off. And that radio, you know, with it being strictly weather, and I have it set for our county and our city. So I knew they were coming, but I live in Detroit. Like, it's not going to be that bad. I should know I was in a tornado here that it can be that bad back in 1986. I saw one touchdown on the freeway, which very seldom happens inside the city of Detroit, but I saw it. So I should know better. But you never, just because you see it, you'd be like, okay, I was 19. You know, I saw a tornado touch, big deal. It didn't hit my damn car, whatever. But now I'm cautious. I'm like, oh, my God. But my super bud didn't leave my bedroom. I was still in my bedroom, which is on the upper level of my house on Sunday. But the winds got really bad, and, you know, I was the person who forgot to charge up everything. So I was charging my cell phone off of my laptop. But I did have a portable TV, so I guess I've gotten kind of old in preparing for stuff. But how do you guys prepare? So, Randy, how do you prepare? Because we got 15 minutes. Because Baltimore gets snow. You guys get snow where we kind of just get a mixture of everything.
Well, the last big snowstorm we had was February of 2010, and we were not prepared. We were so not prepared for that snow. It was about 4 or 5 feet of snow. We weren't really prepared at all. I mean, stores were closing. Schools were closing for about a week and a half. For that period of time, we were just digging snow out. We weren't prepared for that. That was the worst snowstorm we ever had, to my memory.
Wow. Because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, wow. And I know that some of my neighbors were less prepared than me because I keep flashlights. I think I'm the flashlight queen. I never realized having a business that everybody wants to send you, like, different things for advertising. So I think I've got a ton of I kid you not. I have companies send me flashlights with the name of the company on it. So I've had, like, flashlights all over the house because the companies keep putting my home address on there instead of the business address. So naturally, I can't even give these flashlights out because I don't want people knowing where I live. This is my business. This is, you know, put the business address on there, but they send these demos. So I've got, like, some very good flashlights because they want me to order them. So flashlights I didn't have a problem with. What I had a problem with was my stupid butt didn't charge up my portable TV. I have a digital TV. I forgot to charge it. I forgot to charge. I'm at home all day. I forgot to charge my cell phone. I forgot to charge my laptop. Everything that should have been charged up. The only thing that was working was the flashlight. So I've learned from this one I need to prepare more. Oh, and I have a electric garage door opener. And my car was stuck in the garage. And I don't have doors on my garage. I'm one of those people who I don't have a door. Other than the garage door, I have no entry into my garage. So lucky I have an override switch that I had to use to get in. So it was interesting. I'm thinking that I'm probably going to kick myself in my butt, even though I was as prepared as I could be. But what do you guys... Other than in Oklahoma, you guys, I know you guys prepare all the time, even though my son doesn't prepare, apparently. You know, I'm going to dog him out because he knows better. I was so mad about that. You know, how dare you? How dare you be taking pictures?
Now, I would say on the tornadoes, you kind of prepare, but... in a roundabout way, you don't. Now, when it comes to ice storms, we're pretty much screwed. And the blizzard that we had here in 08, it's like, okay, well, guess what? You're going to get a lot of snow. Guess what? Deal with it.
Yeah.
And this is what's funny down here, Randy, that it's, people see the warnings. Oh, you're going to get a lot of snow, and it's like 2 inches.
Yeah.
They raid the grocery stores.
Same in Baltimore,
inches?
Yes.
I mean,
you know,
for
same in Baltimore.
For us.
I mean, they spend lots of money to be snowed in for a week. And it's like, why?
I don't understand that, because 2 inches is nothing. We don't even shovel our snow if it's 2 inches.
Exactly.
Nothing. We can walk in 2 inches. I mean, come on.
Exactly. And see, here, when we did have the blizzard of 08, it was 8, 10, 12 inches, which, it's bad for Oklahoma. And it's like, you're only going to be snowed in for maybe
2, 3, 4 days. Mm-hmm.
See, we don't get snowed
Why
in
Why are
here.
You buying a month's worth of groceries?
Let me ask you something. Do you ever run out of bread, toilet paper, and milk?
No.
No?
I will never run out of
the
toilet
supermarket.
Paper.
I mean, I'm not about the supermarkets. When you go to the supermarkets, they say, damn, no bread, no toilet paper, no milk.
They're all gone?
Yeah. In our town, they're crazy over that sort of thing.
You know what? I could say the only thing that we run out of here, and this is when after the first snow, which I probably need to go get some more, is we run out of salt here. That's the only thing we run out of is salt. And because we had a fairly mild winter, for the past winters I haven't had to buy that much salt. I'm a hoarder of things of need. So right now I have 5 bottles of windshield washer fluid in my garage because I know if the snow hits, I want to have clean windows. I got like a de-icer. My car lives in my garage, but I got de-icer, okay? But even with salt, I have it, and I'm actually getting ready to take my snowblower to get fixed. But I always tell people, I heard in Oklahoma you guys don't have basements, and they were talking about that it did not cost that much for you guys to have basements, but only, I guess, a third of the homes there have basements, and that was the big problem with these last tornadoes. Is that correct?
I would actually be saying that's probably about less than a quarter. I mean, most homes here in central Oklahoma do not have basements. because it's, you know, we have storm shelters, you know, outside the house, or, well, that's pretty much it.
See, I would die without a basement. I don't know how to live. When I lived in California, that was the one thing I couldn't stand, not having a basement. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a basement? You know, that's the washer, the dryer, the rec room. That's like everything. That's like the hay. I don't even comprehend not having one.
And see, everything here in Oklahoma, I mean, once you get north of Oklahoma City, they might possibly have basements and all that. And my aunt and relatives that live in Wichita and Kansas, they have basements. So it, you know, it kind of, you know, dictates on what part of the country where you're at to where they have basements. And farther north, I believe, Randy Wright, do you have a basement where you're at?
Yes.
I think pretty much the entire Midwest has basements, because I know here in Michigan, you have very few homes that are on slabs. Illinois definitely has basements. Ohio has basements. Indiana has basements.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I know Virginia has basements because I have friends that live in Virginia. But because the reason why I was noticing, because they were on the news talking about that, and they were saying that actually they could have basements, but they said the reason why they didn't build basements in Oklahoma was because people were talking about the cost, but they said the additional cost to a home to build a basement is like only about $3,000 or $4,000 when a house is being built, not after the fact, but they were saying when it's being built, it's only about $3,000 or $4,000 additional cost to have one put in when the house is being initially built, but they said that people were looking at that is they thought it was going to be a lot of money. But I'm like, shoot, I love having my basement. That's my washer. Now that I'm getting older, I don't want a basement. Let's get that clear. I don't want a basement. I only want an upstairs. But I like having one now, but I know when there's going to come a point when I don't want a basement, but I think it's going to become a woman cave versus a man cave, you know.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to have – I think, you know what, you guys get man caves. I want a woman cave. I want the stripper pole and, you know, the big screen TV and everything, too. You know, I want to – come on now. Y'all think we don't fantasize about that. I want to have the stripper pole where me and my girls, and, you know, we can act the fool, swing around. We can watch our movies. We watch sports, you know. A lot of my girls watch sports. But, you know, it'd be nice to have that pole. You know, we could call it – why have a bachelor party at a strip club when you can sit here and have it in the female cave, in the woman cave? Get a strip pole, bring in a guy, you know, let him shake it up.
I mean, hell, I'd love to have that in my man cave.
I sell stripper poles now, y'all know that. And I do have a lock-in with one of the good stripper pole companies, too. I do. So I keep saying, that's why I want a new house, because I'm like, I tell my other half, if I get a stripper pole. Well, he already knows I'm a freak, but he really will see.
Yeah.
He'll be coming home and be like, damn, baby, what? You know some new moves? I'll be like, yeah. I give me some lessons. I had to put some of these little young girls to shame. I'd really be in shape then. I mean, hell, I'm already working on with Sean T and T25. So, y'all know. But, oh, God. Okay, I hate this. I cannot see. God, I'm getting old. Me and Blog Talk or somebody going to have a talk, you know. I can't stand small letters. Don't they know that once you hit 40, some of the things that go is your damn sight? Can't be putting small shit in front of me.
You ain't that damn old.
No. Me and you the same age, believe it or not. So,
really?
I'm 49. I'll be 49 in December. I'm
45. Well, didn't you think I had my babies 45. When I was 10? You thought I had my babies when I was 10? I got a 23-year-old and a 22-year-old. Come on now, y'all trying to make me be a young freak. Okay, you know, I did the right thing.
Yeah, you did.
Grew up.
I had my baby girl at 29.
Okay, that's late, because I had, at 29, I was already divorced.
I was actually divorced once.
Let's see, got married, had my son, had my daughter, didn't like my husband, got rid of him. Love the children. Move back home. And I won't really say anything about my ex-husband because he's not worth the oxygen.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say my first was, not that. My second.
You know what? Some folks are not worth the oxygen.
Yep. My second, good mom, good wife. And, we have different views. But we got a good daughter.
Okay. So y'all freaky together?
Used to be.
You should have known I was going to come on. I can't go through
she wanted,
about sex.
We both wanted a threesome. Big time.
Why didn't you have one? Hell.
We couldn't find the right third party to do it.
And that's very understandable because you have to be very choosy about who that third party is. And third party seems to become the first party.
And that's the thing. I mean, we both tried to get a third party, and no. Okay.
You know what? Sometimes it'd be like that.
But I have done the swingers. Love it. And it's awesome.
I never tried swinging. I never tried it. But what's that like? I never tried it.
The swinging lifestyle, it depends on where you're at. I mean, it really does. You know what? It depends on swinging has changed over the years. And I will say true swingers, like you have full swap and soft swap.
Mm-hmm.
When I was swinging, which they consider having a threesome part of swinging, but actually it's not. It's just having a third. But when you're swinging, you choose to swap partners. And most of the time it's in the same room. I mean, you've really got to be comfortable with your sexuality. And you've got to be comfortable watching your mate do somebody else and them do somebody else. There can't be any jealousy involved. And you have to understand when you walk away that this is just sex. And that's a hard part with swingers. They don't understand it's just sex. Especially new swingers. New swingers thinking that they're looking for something new. It's sex. You have sex, you have a good time, you go home. I'm sorry, that's just my gist on it.
Yeah, I mean, Randy, what do you think on what she just said?
What do I think?
We just got the 90-second warning. You know what, you guys? We can have this conversation next week because you know what? I love having a conversation.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to make this a topic next week because you guys call back. We're going to have a conversation on swinging because I do have Jaden Lee calling in next week and Fabulous Girl. And, you know, I'm going to – if you guys want to stay on after the show, you know, we always have the after show, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you guys on hold for a minute, and we're going to come back and do the after show, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, my God, you guys, I want to thank everybody who called in. We had a great show tonight. We got Jaden Lee who's going to be in next week. We've got our holiday coming up. And I want to let you know, I had a great time. We are 321. Remember, check them out on Twitter at We Are 321. And I will talk to you guys next week. Okay, everybody, we are back. This is the after show. This is where we got a few minutes where we conversate. I still got the chat room open, guests in the chat room. I'm telling you, you still got time. You could switch over, become a follower, and you could join the conversation. This is where we're going to continue this conversation about swinging because it is a really deep conversation, and we're actually going to make You guys have to remind me. You know, I got some timers where sometimes I don't remember. But we're going to talk about drinking. Because you know what? It's something that we don't talk about. And, you know, like I said, my opinion on Swinger is that I haven't been swinging. Detroit, the metropolitan Detroit area is a weird area. You have big swingers, small swingers. There's a big swingers community in Chicago. They're one of the biggest in the country. They actually have been on Oprah. I'm not lying. And the person who went on Oprah need to have their ass kicked because the swingers community is still a community that doesn't need to be out there because people think it's free sex. And they look at it as taboo.
Yep.
And you have to
yep.
look at it for what, yes, there is an admission against these clubs. But the reason why you pay to get in, it's not because of anything, but you've got people who are hosting these parties, and when you go in there, at least the clubs that I've gone to, and I used to host swinger parties, so I know what it entails. I mean, you're putting out sometimes almost $1,000 if you throw a good swingers party, and that means getting a location, getting a venue, making sure that you're inviting the right people in. So you're charging admission not to make a profit, but to recoup what you put out because you're providing food, you're providing drinks. A lot of times you're providing condoms, you might be providing toys, you're providing showers, you're providing beds, you know, you're giving a safe, a true swingers community and a good swingers group is providing a safe environment to have sex with others with the same likeness that you have and where it's no judgment zone, nobody's pressured to have sex. You have people come who are just voyeurs, and a good swingers club will have a voyeur's area, which means that if you're going to be a voyeur, people who go to that area understand they're being watched and don't expect participation.
Right.
You know, so it's more than just it's sex, but a lot of people think that you're paying to have sex. Nobody who goes to a swingers club is paying somebody to have sex with them, by no means. And that is the big misconception, that you're paying to have sex. Do you have any input on that?
Yes. Hey, trust me, I agree. I went one. And that's the thing. You are invited in with the person that you go with. And it is that person only unless you know people or they know people, which, you know, vice versa, to invite. And it's a voyeurism, because I went to a room where people were watching when I went down on her to eat, you know, her pussy.
Wow.
And it's something you got to be comfortable with. I mean, it's not, put it like this, there, and I've had people when I was running swingers parties, I've had people that I've literally put out of parties because they were strictly voyeurs. They were non-participants. And when I say they did not participate, I found out after the fact why they did not participate, which I was really upset because I felt that being the host of a party that they had been invited to, I should have known the situation. And what happened was, and this couple, if they listen to my show, I'm still not going to say their name, but they were a husband and wife. I don't know if they're still married because this was years ago when I was throwing parties. But what happened was they used to throw parties, and I didn't know that. And this was before I met them. And one of the guys that came to their party apparently banged the hell out of the wife. I mean, when I say banged the hell out of her, and then pretty much, I guess they weren't pushing the condom rule.
Mm-hmm.
So he fucking came inside of her hard.
Oh.
And basically, you know, the husband didn't do anything, you know, but was kind of embarrassed. I guess the way it was put, I guess my understanding, and this is only by what I've heard. I don't know for sure if it's true, but I heard that basically he looked at the husband and said, you know what, I'm going to fuck the shit out your wife, and I'm going to come inside of her and ain't damn thing you're going to do about it. And basically took her ass in front of a group of people, got hard as hell, fucked the shit out of her, came hard on her pussy, and then fucking came in her mouth in front of her husband, and he did nothing about it. At that point, they became voyeurs. And I was like, okay, then I would never go I would never go to another party. For one, if my husband did something like that, I'd beat his ass. You're not going to, first of all, the guy
wouldn't have
had a chance
to
disrespect me.
I'm sorry. I would, Let me ask you guys something. See, a person like me, I love sex, but I never, ever, ever, ever in my lifetime, in my almost 49 years on this planet, been to a swing party. Would you give me some advice on how to act and what's the decorum of a swing party? Because I've never done it before.
When you go to a swing party, don't go with your dick in your hand. And I mean,
no.
It sounds crazy when I say that, but a lot of, especially most swingers, the majority of the swinger parties that I go to, it's couples only, you know.
Yes.
And the reason why it's couples only is because for whatever reason, and I'm saying this, and if I'm wrong, correct me on this, but the majority of the men, when they come in as single men, have a tendency to disrespect couples. You know, not all of them,
yeah.
But a great deal of men will disrespect couples, and I don't care if it's a white couple or a black couple. It's something about single men in general that they don't have the respect for the sanctity of the relationship that a single woman has. So they're not invited in by themselves because they think that they're going to come in and just fuck every woman up in there, and it's not like that. So as a single man, you know, I tell people that most single men are not invited in, and then you have to find a female that's comfortable, and then you have to understand that if it's a female that's going, but you're, what's the word I'm looking for? If you're just looking for a female to go to a swingers party, but you two aren't into each other,
it ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen, and you're going to get kicked out of the party because as soon as you start going your own way and she's going her own way and less people know you, you two are going to be put out the party, and you're not going to, and you're going to be blackballed in the entire community because, like, for us, when we were going to swingers parties, because we're always working different hours, so we always go in separate cars, and we're always showing up at different times. At first, people thought that we were not into each other, not realizing that what it is that either he's going to get there first, I'm going to get there first. We very seldom get to a party together. Now, people say, but you guys are a couple. People knew we were a couple. That was the crazy part. They knew we were a couple. But because I'm a drinker and he's not, when I go to a party, I'm very laid back. I'm real picky, and I have to be into it. He's a voyeur, so he has no problem watching. At first, people were like, okay, you guys can't come. And then people start saying, no, this is just how they are because he will take me and throw me into a room and have the whole world watching us. But it took people a while to understand that. But unless you got that type of relationship where people know you, and the best thing I would recommend for you, Randy, starting out, don't go to a swingers party. Meet a couple. Because as a single man, if you got a couple that you're cool with, that you're doing the wife, it's a whole lot easier to get into a swingers party because then you could come as their third, which y'all don't think about. But definitely don't go. When I say don't go with dick in hand, it sounds crazy when I say it, but that's the only way I can say it because you can't walk in saying, ooh, it's a lot of pussy. I'm going to fuck that one. I'm going to fuck that one. You know, you can't go in like
it ain't going to happen.
I've sold more toys at swingers parties. I tell people I cut some of the best business deals when I'm at swingers parties. And real swingers parties are business gatherings. And I'm mad because whenever I think about it, I have conducted more business. I have found about, I find out about golf outings, yachts, you know, yacht parties. I'm finding out about U-Haul rentals. The conversations, I would look at a swingers environment as another form of social networking and business networking because a lot of your swingers, the majority of your swingers, and this is going to sound really stereotypical, are professional people. You don't have too many. You don't have too many, like, I'm trying not to be disrespectful when I say this, but I don't think that's what they say. You don't have too many lowlifes that are swingers. Because.
Nah. Oh, no. No.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any.
Because it's another network. It's a form of networking, and it's just having to be you networking with sex. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times where I've had a husband and wife go down on me. This was before I got – okay, baby, if you listen, this was before we got together because we haven't been swinging in a while. But even before we got together, I've had a husband and wife go down on me, and I've had the wife say, damn, baby, her pussy tastes good. Come taste this, you know. And then
I've
been in a situation where I've had to take one for the team. And Randy, when I say take one for the team, you know, all men aren't well endowed and all men can't fuck good, just like all women can't fuck good. So
yeah, of course.
Taking one for the team. When I take one for the team, I'm not a happy camper. So you also have to go in knowing that sometimes, especially if your other, if your spouse or significant other that you're with is into the person in that couple, if you're not into the other person but you're really into making them happy, and remember this is just about sex, you might have to take one for the team. And that's the biggest thing, taking one for the team. A lot of swingers will say they don't do it, they're lying. I could tell you that.
Right.
I've taken one for the team. I don't like taking one for the team, but if I got to take one for the team, I'm getting my pussy ate really well after that, okay? Because I ain't taking one for the team. You know, just because you can bang that bitch, I got to take one for the team. Because with swinging, it's about couple, it's about swapping. So you really can't sit there and say, I don't want him. I can't sit here as a woman and say, oh, I want to watch him do your wife, but I don't want you to do me. So you
got
to be prepared to, but you have limits. So you could say, like, my limits are is I don't have intercourse with any other man. I'm very adamant about that. And it's put out there. People know that when we walk into a swingers party, no man is have intercourse with me. And that is not my other half's rule. That's my rule. I don't want to have intercourse with any other man but my man. But we can have oral sex all day long.
But at the swing, at the swinger party, I bet they spend a lot of money on condoms. I mean, do they have? Do they spend a lot of money on condoms? Like, have let's just say a 10-year supply of condoms.
No, because condoms expire, so you know ahead of time.
Yeah, that I don't know.
When I was swinger party,
I mean,
I put the condoms out there, and I would have condoms in every room. And what I would do is I would go to guesstimation. I would look at my guests. I'm going to be honest. I could say from a person who hosts the parties, I would look at my guests. And what I would do is I would tell people to bring their own condoms, but I would tell them if you do not have your condoms, condoms will be provided. And we had a mandatory condom policy. You know, there was no barebacking at any of my parties. So since people weren't allowed to bareback, you know, call me like the condom police, because if I wasn't doing something, I'm walking around. And believe me, if I see somebody going raw, you're leaving. And
oh, yeah, I was about to say, if you see someone fucking with no condom, I mean, you're out of here. I wouldn't bring no babies in there.
This is about safe sex, you know. See, in the swingers community, you're not thinking about babies. You're thinking about everything else. Because unless you're
it takes one time to get a girl pregnant, you know.
Right, but what I'm saying is that as swingers, you know the risk that you take. It's just like in the adult industry. Those are the risks that you take with swinging. But when you go to a swingers party, there are risks that, as a host, that you will not endure. And the sexually transmitted disease is a bigger concern than somebody turning up pregnant. I'm sorry to say that, but that is a bigger concern. Because
also, Randy, the actual party that I went to was a Halloween party at a hotel, which I, you know, got the room with my girl. But, I mean, there was, I mean, maybe 150 people, couples there. And it's like, okay, well, you don't get in that door unless you are invited with a opposite sex. So as far as going as a single, it ain't gonna happen unless you are invited by someone else.
Which makes perfect sense to me,
And a lot of times these hotels know what's going on. Like, I can't speak. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but the hotels here, like, and I know what you're talking about, the hotel party. I mean, the hotels here, there was, you know what, I think there's only one left that's doing it. I could be mistaken. Like I said, we haven't been really doing the swingers parties here because the atmosphere here is totally different, because you have a separation of the, which I don't know why money is the same, but there's a separation here with the swingers. So I know that when we were doing the Halloween parties and stuff, you're talking about a hotel that's blocked off. And we're talking about swingers take over hotels. And
yeah,
it's kind of understood.
It's,
you walk in that
lobby,
if you didn't make your reservations ahead of time, you're hit.
Bingo. And see, that's the thing. I mean, this place I delivered beer to because I worked for Budweiser, and they have pool tournaments in this huge ballroom. But it's not mentioned publicly or anything else. Okay. Yeah, we don't need no beer. We don't need nothing. We're going to rent it out, and it's private. And, well, that's pretty much how that happened and still happens here at certain places.
Okay.
So
wow.
To answer your question, as a single man, I would say find a couple. I mean, if you're really interested in it, because definitely going into a swingers party, it's not, you know, put it like this. If I were still single as a female, I could get into pretty much any swingers party that I want to, because
yes.
Single women are a commodity. And people fight over a single woman. You know, I could
yes.
walk in looking like
yes.
Boo Boo the Fool. And if somebody, I'm serious, because there's something about a single woman. And I know I'm a stalker, so I know about. But
yes.
a single woman
see,
can get in.
Nice.
But a single man, because, but a single woman doesn't walk in with her pussy in her hand either. She walks in like she's looking for a date. Men don't walk
correct.
In like they're looking for a date, and that's the difference. I guess that's the best way to describe it. When a single woman walks into a party, she walks in, she goes sit to the side, and she's more intimidating. So if somebody doesn't approach her, unless she sees something that she really likes, she's not approaching nobody, because remember, they're couples, and we, as a single woman, there's a respect that you don't go approach another woman's man, period.
Correct.
Men don't have that respect in the swingers community as far as single men. Even when you're with a couple, you will not see a man approach a woman, even though he's with his wife or his girlfriend.
Yep.
That is an unwritten rule that everybody understands, that if it's a husband and wife, they're a boyfriend and girlfriend, that woman does the approaching.
Right.
And that's just the way it is in the swingers community, you know.
Yep.
If you go out as a couple, the man may be interested in a woman, but if his other half doesn't want to be bothered with that woman, guess what? It's not going to happen, because he's not going to go approach that woman unless his other half says, hey, I like her, but I'm not comfortable approaching her. That's the only time it's acceptable.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. During most of those parties, I have to be G-rated now. The women are entered into more as far as getting in the establishment compared to a single man trying to get in too, because the ones I've been to, it's like no, who's your host? Nope. Sorry, bye. Because
wow.
you can't get into it.
And like I said, it's a networking thing. So a lot of times, believe it or not, people find out about swingers. Put it like this, I've ran into more attorneys and more officers of the law and
oh,
more professionals at these parties. And like I said, it's when you look at it, like I said, there's one party they actually shut down a few years ago. I don't know if they're back opening with another name. But I used to go, and I mean, they would look for me to come to these parties because I'm the one who sit back, but they would have it poolside. They'd be like, when you coming out on so-and-so shot? And I'd be like, you know, I don't have time. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But because people knew me, it was easy. I mean, a lot of times, because I knew when the party was, I didn't RSVP, which I was supposed to. And I would literally
yep.
have to do a last-minute RSVP. These parties are RSVP'd, like days in advance. You don't. Unless you're somebody who goes to them regularly where you could get away with doing a last-minute RSVP, you're not getting in because they close RSVPs like 48 hours before the party. And there's no way to get in. And, I mean, they do – they're strictly – when I say it is controlled that tight, because the location is not even disclosed. When I say that these locations are not disclosed until like 24 hours before a party, that's how tight it is, because it's still taboo. It is a public taboo. It is frowned upon in every
yes.
single city in this country, I don't care if you're from the north or from the south or wherever, even in Vegas, where you think it's the sex capital of the world, it's frowned upon. This is not something that's looked at to say, hey, it's acceptable. We talk about it on shows like this. I would love for it to come more open. But when that guy came out and exposed that sex club in Chicago, I truly think he did it because he wanted to make a point that it was there, which I know the club. They never said the name of the club, but the whole thing is that club has had to go underground because they had a lot of prominent people. And when I say I was one of the people who drove from Michigan to go to that club, you know, the concern is that you don't want to be videotaping. This guy did undercover videotaping. He made it hard for a lot of us because, like, at the time I wasn't the toy lady. But now I'm the toy lady. I can't be seen as, you know, even though people assume that I'm swinging, I can't be seen at a swingers party because my other half is a public figure. And
bingo.
Being seen at a swingers party, even though I sell toys, he's a public figure. Guess what? When they put two and two together, we're hit. You know, there's nothing good that's going to come out of it other than destroying our family. And people don't see it like that. You know, this isn't about destroying families. This is about another outlet. So that's why when people expose these clubs and put them out there, it's not just about sex. Sometimes you're networking. Sometimes, I don't know how many parties I've gone to where we haven't had sex at all, but we've sat there all night long, and we're passing business cards, and we're talking, and we're networking. Hey, I'm going to call you. I've turned around and seen some of these people when I'm walking around. Oh, hey, how you doing? And, you know, these people, they see you, you have to act normal. You know, you can't say, oh, you got a big dick. You know, you can't do that. So you see these people
no.
in public and business suits and stuff, and it's like, hey, it was good seeing you. You're giving a hug. And, you know, it's like, what are you doing? And you might do a slight whisper in an ear or something. A lot of times you'll turn around and say, hey, let's have lunch. And you're going to have lunch. And you're cutting a business deal. So the swinging, the sex is a small aspect of swinging, in my opinion. It's not a major part because, like I said, I cut business deals. I made some of my best contacts in the adult industry at swingers parties. That's how I actually got into it because so many people were telling me, you know, you sell toys. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And I had people who knew about the industry who were swingers, professionals, attorneys, lawyers, nurses, doctors, telling me, hey, you need to take this to the next level. I wouldn't have known about that. I mean, I've known about the aspects of the adult industry as far as toys, but I learned about this part of the adult industry and actually being an insider in the industry from going to swingers parties because there were people who were insiders who were there.
Oh, huge. And see, that's the thing, Randy. When you're actually trying to get into one of these, you need to actually, like she said, Miss D, find a couple. And
okay.
I mean, that is the hugest thing, is to find a couple that actually does that.
So in other words, just don't pick anybody.
No, they'll actually pick you because, believe it or not, as a man, and I'm going to speak from a woman's standpoint, my other half has asked me in the past, do I want another man? And I'm very adamant, I don't want another man. But if I wanted another man, I would be choosing that man because my other half is not gay. So which means I'm choosing that man. So if you got a woman who wants a man up in her bedroom, guess what? Mm-hmm. She's going to be seeking you out. And if she clicks with you, guess what? Her husband or spouse is going to be happy because guess what your purpose is for them?
Yep.
Sex, which means that he's into watching her get banged, but she's picking it because she knows what type of dick she wants. She wants your qualities. You know, there are Caucasian couples who are into strictly black men. You know, these are couples who would never be seen walking down the street or have a conversation with a black man. But when you close them doors, you find out they're really not racist. They just love this. But because of maybe their community or their upbringing or their social status, they can't say, you know, hey, you know, we really love black people. And you know what? I love watching my wife or my girlfriend with a black guy. And it's not even about being with a black guy. It's just that that's who they chose and that's who they like. But these are people
right.
who the woman will seek you out. And once you put yourself into that, you have to realize that there are couples who will seek you out. Like, I still have profiles out there on different websites because I'm always looking. Plus, it's always fun to use my toys on somebody new. But I have my profile set where I block couples because I don't like couples. I'm not a swinger no more. I don't swing. I have no intentions of swinging as of right now. Maybe in a few years I might want to swing again. Right now, we travel too much. So it's hard to swing when both people travel different places. We don't travel together. You know, I'm in Vegas. I'm in Atlantic City. I'm here. I'm there. Or he's here or he's there. So you can't really swing when you travel like that. And I tell people, you have to understand. Plus, you have to have a good relationship. So as a single man, you have to understand that.
Oh, yeah.
This woman, just because she chose you, your purpose is one thing, to dick her down or eat her pussy. That is your purpose. And to understand that this man is going to be watching you, or because she wants two men. I mean, you got to be comfortable doing DPs. You got to be comfortable having your dick in her mouth while his dick is in her pussy. You got to be comfortable having your dick in her ass while his dick is in her pussy, or vice versa. You got to be comfortable with another man there when you're talking about two men and a woman. And it can't be the, oh, my, I'm ashamed of my dick, or I'm ashamed of this, because you might have her sucking your dick while he banging her ass. Or she might say, fuck me in my ass. You know.
See, that's the thing. There might be some influential touching. To where, okay, well, you feel comfortable. Keep going.
You know, and it's been sometimes it happens. So it's one of those things with the swingers community, you have to be comfortable all the way around.
Sorry about that. I dropped the phone.
Oh, that's all right. But it's one of those things where everybody has to be comfortable. But as a single man, you have to really, I tell single men, you really have to get into it. And maybe I should throw a seminar on how to enter into the swingers community, because that's something that nobody talks about. And, you know, as they say, another subject for me to touch on, how to enter the swingers community properly, because there is a proper and there is a right way and a wrong way, and people assume. But people assume that just because people are in the adult industry, there are quite a few people in the adult industry who have never been to swingers parties and don't want to go, you know, and that's another assumption that people have to realize. Just because you see a person on a movie screen, when they walk away from that set because that's their job, they're going home to do whatever it is. Some of them will tell you that aside from being on screen, they've never been with another woman, or they've never been with another man. Aside from being on that movie screen, they've never done a gangbang. But you say, oh, well, don't you go to swingers parties? Hell, and they'll say, you'll hear it come out their mouth, hell no, I'm not going to no swingers party. Are you crazy? And it has nothing to do with them being a porn star. It has to do, they're not interested in that.
Yep.
You know, it has nothing to do with anything other than they're not interested in. And I tell people, it's just like people assume, oh, you used to do swingers parties. You know what? You won't catch me up in a swingers party unless I'm invited. If I'm invited, it's about that almighty dollar right now. I'm sorry to say it, but I tell people, if I'm not making no damn money, why the fuck am I walking up in your party? It's about money to me right now. You know, because I can have any bitch that I want. And I'm saying this, I know I said I got to cut back on my words, but I can have any bitch that I want. I can have any female that I want for one reason, Randy. Because
wow.
For one, I'm part of the adult industry. I sell toys. I fulfill a fantasy. There are females who want to say, just like people say they want to be with porn stars, guess what? They see me on Twitter. They see how I talk. They see what I do. I want to get with her. So why would I sit here and go to a party where I'm not being paid when I can pick who I want? You know, at the end of the day, when people who know who I am will toss it to me. I don't want nobody who knows who I am. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know who I am, then you don't really know me. I want you to get with me because you want to be with me, not because I'm Miss V the Toy Lady and you think that maybe you're going to go to Vegas with me, or maybe you're going to go to Atlantic City with me. You thinking maybe you'll get that free trip. And that's how porn stars look at it. No, but I'm serious. That's the same thing with a porn star. Why go to a party when somebody's going to think, oh, well, if I do them good because I could do them better, oh, maybe I'll become this. No, because I've seen it. You know, I have people, my other half being part of the, he has a public figure. Females throw it at him all the time. Nobody knows who I am. Nobody has ever put together. I mean, I've got a picture that we finally took at Exotica, and I'm still debating if I'm putting it out there because, you know, do I want both of our public images out there? I've done good without his public image out there, and we have done good as a couple, even though people know who we are. Do I want to put out there that we're together? You know, we know. The people who's important to us know we're together. But he gets the pee thrown at him all the time. You know, I have guys who toss the D at me. I've had plenty of guys say, oh, I'll do you. Guess what? You could do me. You could think you're going to do me.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the other extreme, Randy. Even though she's in, quote, I mean, somewhat the business, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a guy like me going up to a star, and it's like, hey, come on. I'm going to do you, and I'm going to show you I'm the best and all that. And it's like, I don't think so. Ain't going to happen.
Let me ask you both something. Back in, so like, when I first heard of it, thinking about, let's just say about 20 years ago, sometime in the 90s, they have so like books or magazines about swingers, and they have addresses and all that stuff. Do they still do that sort of thing, or do you have to go on the internet like everybody else?
Some other groups are in the books. The majority of the time it's on the internet. And actually it's gone because of what happened on Oprah, and I know I keep bringing up Oprah, but because of what happened on Oprah, it's now pretty much unless you're on certain websites and you really have to watch, you're not going to hear about it. And then, like I said, the locations are no longer disclosed. And the reason why they're not disclosed is privacy issues. I mean, we had a club raided here, which I didn't even realize that it had been raided, that tells you how long I had been out of the community, but it was actually in the newspaper here. And I knew the owners. I did not know they had gone through a divorce. I didn't know that one of the owners had been killed. I didn't know any of this until I was reading the paper. And this was a family affair because the mom wanted the club after the husband got killed. You know, and I didn't know about this. But what they had did, they had gone from a very respectable club to, I guess, some straight-up raunchy stuff. And, you know, when I guess they finally got shut down, but they have a website, and I remember having a hard time getting in there. It took me about 3 months to get an invite to get in, and then I decided that I did not want to go to this club after I did finally get my invite, just for the simple fact that I didn't like the location of the club. And that's the whole thing. A lot of times, even when you get the invite, when you finally get the invite, you still want to look who else is going to that location and do, is that who you want to be around? Because I will say that here in Detroit, you start having some raunchy-ass people going up in there, and that's why some of these clubs got shut down, because you start having people who, Lord, I'm getting ready. I'm going to put it out there. You have people who making... No, you have people making $30,000 and $40,000 a year thinking they can swing. What type of I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be funny, but what type of conversation are you going to have with me if you're making $40,000 a year? You can't even afford a plane ticket to go any damn where I'm going. And I don't mean that I'm better than you, but you're not middle class. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you don't have to be middle class to be a swinger, but there's a lifestyle that's involved with it, and swingers travel.
Okay. Wow. Never thought of
that. I mean, it's a whole community. I mean, do you really want to go, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm disrespecting anybody, but do you really want to go bang somebody who can't afford a train ticket? Do you want to bang somebody who their idea of dinner is Olive Garden, and that's an expensive dinner to them? I mean, let's keep it real. I'm just being honest, because Olive Garden – it's where I go when I kid you not, on a daily basis, I could go to Olive Garden. It's no biggie to me. You know, the people that are in the swingers community that I associate with, Olive Garden is a snack. You know, we go there just to BS. But if I want to have dinner, I'm going someplace like Jay Alexander's, and I don't know if Jay Alexander's is all over the country, but I think they are. They're more of a, or a
not
Morton.
Here.
You know, but Jay Alexander's and Morton's and the more high-end restaurants,
mm-hmm.
that's where you're going. You're not going to P.F. Chang's with a swinger, okay? I'm sorry.
Right.
You're actually on that deal, you're actually looking basically for escorts in a roundabout way to go to the, you know, small restaurants, you know, Olive Garden, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have escorts here, but it's you're not going out to a restaurant. They're coming to your house. They already know what they're going to do.
Right.
You know, and I tell everybody, when you hear, okay, think this is the good way to look at it. Randy, I'm going to tell you where you could go, and you won't have a problem if you really want to know what swingers do.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is where you do. Go to Hedo. Hedo, you could be single and go to. Hedo is not an invite.
Right.
Remember, everybody who goes to Hedo can afford to be there because Hedo is all-inclusive.
Right. Okay. So no rule. In other words, no rules. For regular.
Not
in
Hedo. Hedo is the one place, if you really want to get an introduction to it and see it in, it's a good place to meet people. I'm trying to get to Hedo. They keep asking me when am I coming, and I have too much to do. It sounds crazy, but because I'm always traveling, as much as I want to go to Hedo, I need a suitcase just for toys for Hedo. Plus, I think I might get buried in a pussy and never come up. My other half would be looking for me, be like, baby, what happened? I was like, I got lost in the cat. You know, I'll be buried in the cat. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'll be buried in a cat, you know. But that is the one place you could go, Randy. You know, to be all honesty, that is where you could go, as I think about it, where you wouldn't, there's no, Hedo is no judgment. It doesn't matter if you're a single man, single woman, couple, because Hedo is free sex. I mean, you still got to ask permission, but that's the one place that you could go where you would get a good introduction because you have everybody there. And if people go to Hedo, the people can afford to be there, which means they come from all over the country and the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you gotta pay for something like drinks and stuff. I mean, it's free.
You know, it's all inclusive. When they say all inclusive, they normally mean all inclusive.
Okay.
Yeah, once you pay that cover, it's that. And see, the one that I've been to here in Oklahoma, it's pretty much bring your own drink.
Oh, BYOB, huh? Yeah.
But when you go to actual hedonism, you're talking all-inclusive. I mean, I think what it is.
Hedonism is heads up, game on.
But that's why I said that's the place he can go where I think it would be a good learning experience because hedonism, you don't need an invite to it. You just got to know when Hedo is. But
you
can think man and go to Hedo, you know, because it doesn't matter if you're a couple. At Hedo because your people couple up at Hedo.
Right. Well, one thing, if I was there, I would have to bring plenty of condoms, that's for sure. They're there too?
Oh, you know what? Believe it or not, condoms are everywhere you go now. You're not going to go to any place where there's no condoms.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Condoms are the norm. That's the norm. That, you know, that's, you know what? A condom is like your American Express express card. You're not leaving home without
it. It's in all continents.
All continents.
Yeah.
Antarctica, that's questionable. I'd almost say take you home.
But you're talking about going to hedonism, believe me. They're going to have them all over the place because now hedonism is where hedonism is where you will see adult stars because there are some people who host. You know, I know a couple of people who are down there for hosting, but then they're still not having sex. Remember this. even though they're the draw, you know, and I'm trying to talk to some people because I want to become one of the headliners, as they say, one of the hosts, because that hosting is one of the best hosting gigs you could get. And it's an advertising that you're going to be there. People come because they think they're going to get a chance to get a piece of you. Guess
right.
what? The closest they get is normally titties. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
They might see the boobies hanging out. You know, if you're a female, or if it's a guy who's hosting, yeah, you get a chance to see the dick hanging out. But, you know, as far as that,
yep.
having sex with that person, that's not really going to happen. But it's the draw. It is the draw of that person being there. And like I said, I've been talking to some people because there is a way for me to get down there as a host. And that's, you know, one of my goals is to be a host of Hedonism because they've never, to my knowledge, they've never had a toy person as a host. But then you don't have too many toy people who are the true face of their company who's kind of out there like I am either.
I would think if I would saw you, you would make a great host. If I would saw you at one of those parties.
Well, that's why, you know, there's so much going on, and that's why I'm always networking. But
yeah.
Well, we done had a great conversation. We done started talking about, let's see, we done talked about the weather. We done talked about swinging. Now we done talked about Hedo. You know, I guess.
See, I mean, no offense, but Lexi Love, you know, she follows me. I follow her, but I know she was in the business. But other than that, I've never seen it because we are, you know, we help fund a movie. And to me, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you
oh,
know,
okay.
that's the whole thing. You've got different people in different aspects of the industry, especially with her going mainstream, you know. That's the one thing. When people go mainstream, they don't seem like Imani Rose is somebody who pretty much is out of porn, which a lot of people don't realize. She's
yeah.
pretty much strictly mainstream. And I'm actually getting, I know the movie that she's going to be in, so I've asked for that exclusive interview and it's released because we couldn't talk about it. But when she was on the show, we talked behind the scenes. There's another big mainstream movie that she's going to be in that she was actually shooting.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, you know, I've
Any way you can give me kind of a small tippet?
You know what? I would have to go back and look at my notes because she has sent me emails about it, but it's one of the bigger movies. It's a sequel. It's a part two to one of the movies that's already out there. So it's,
Oy.
You know, it's...
Trust me, I will keep my mouth shut.
You know what? I'm keeping
because
mine shut
she,
more so.
Hey, she
but
is a doll.
And she is so sweet, but, you know, so when I found out about it, I was like, I want that exclusive. I want that first interview when it's released because that's going to be hot as hell. And it's a good movie.
Ooh,
it's mainstream. It's mainstream and it's clean. And she loved the fact that when she did Zane's segment that she did not have to take her clothes off, you know. Most people probably
yeah.
didn't know that was her on Zane. And I
yep.
got that interview. So it's one of those things that, you know, I'm fighting with Poppy Chulo for my interviews with these people right now. That's my plan.
Hey, I will tell you this right now. Before you tell me, go ahead and ask her, hey, is it okay to go ahead and give me, you know, say something, or either way, but it's like mom's lip.
Like I said, it's coming out, and I, you know, I'm excited because that interview, you know, I'm hoping she keeps her word. I don't think she will go back on it because me and her manager, we went back and forth, and Imani had to literally tell her manager, no, she's good people. This is not some random because
yeah.
she met me in Vegas. You know, and a lot of people will ask for interviews for people, and they just want it because of this. And she was like, no, I really know her. I got a chance to meet her, you know. And a lot of people
yeah.
don't know the people have met me because when I first made myself public in the adult industry, as I was told, which I am somebody's mom, but they said I was walking around looking like somebody's mom. So they was like, nobody took me serious. They was like, you know, old lady walking around and her. I'm serious. I'm walking around Vegas in my little skirt. And my flip flops, hey, here's my card. And they looking at me like, yeah, Heifer, you know, you sell toys. You know. And
oh, yeah.
I actually got invited to a party, and they saw me at the party, and I was like, damn, who the hell are you? And that's when I realized I had to change my image, because people were not taking me serious because of the way I was walking around, and I really didn't understand that being part of the adult industry, that image that I had at night when I went out was the image that I needed to have in the daytime. And now that I've gotten that image, it's like everybody's like, oh, my God, you know, it's Miss V, you know, and it's like, yeah, Miss V, but it took a whole lot of transformation. And it took a lot of people talking to me, and that's part of me coming into the industry the way I did. You know, people say, why don't you do movies? Why don't you do that? Okay, I still have an image to uphold, you know. At the end of the day, I'm still mommy. And I'm mommy who's 45 years old, mommy who has a significant other, soon-to-be spouse at home, you know. And for me to even consider doing content, I've had my chance to do content. I tell them, you know, I've done my time on that pole. I've been out there. You know, I'm not foreign to the adult industry. You know, I've even done my stuff online. I've done my cam shows. So I tell people, since I've already done cam shows, I've done that part of it, I'm no longer interested in it, even though I've had a lot of people come and say, why don't you do content work? You know what? I'm too big to do content work. That's my personal opinion. Two, at the end of the day, if it's not making me some significant dollars, we're not doing no content, because I won't do anything with a man. So I would have to do all single content. I would have to do solo, and right now solo work gets paid, and people don't want to do solo work. You know, me and my toys is all I would do. And because people aren't interested in that, they will, oh, well, we hear you talk about this. I know what I want, but I'm in a position where not only can I demand that, if I were to do it, that's what I'm going to get, or I'm not going to do it. You know, as they say, I've been around long enough, and I have a establishment and enough following to say, this is what I'm going to do. And like I said, it would have to be ran past my other half. You know, I would actually have to be somebody who didn't show their face, which there, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you've got a lot of actors who, if you look at some of these movies, you never see, like, the man's face. There's a reason.
Japanese.
And they're being paid not for it. You've got some Americans who never show their face on a movie.
Yeah, there's actually all of it.
So I tell people, I would be that person who would do content, and you would never see my face. Never. And I said, that's if I chose to go back that route, that would be how I would do it, you know. And like I said, I've had a couple of people approach me, and I've had some nice producers approach me, and I was like, listen, you know, I have some body art that I don't want shown. Because when I got the body art, it was gotten for specifically one person and that person only. So we're talking about covering my body art. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about doing
copyrighted.
A lot of
it's a copyrighted, you know, issue as far as body art by one person, by specific, you know, one and only design.
Well, the body art that I got was for, I got it, you know, it took years for me to get the body art that I got. And I tell everybody, when I got it with the intent that I would never be with nobody else. So
there you go.
For me to turn around and have body art and then the whole world see it, you know, I tell everybody, I was like, there is only four people in this world, well, if we count my GYN, five people, who knows what that looks like, you know. Well, my new GYN.
Well, see, that's, I mean.
You know, but
I mean,
you know, when you're talking about your GYN knowing something, you're talking about the artist who did the body art, which is kind of funny. And believe it or not, my daughter is the other person, because she had to hold my hand when I went and got my body art. You know, nothing is like your child. Most people have, you know, they say, mommy, hold my hand. I was like, oh, my.
Yeah,
I had my daughter hold my hand. That was, I tell everybody, you know, if you want to find how big of a wuss I am, 2 hours of my daughter holding my hand, laughing at me, talking about, you a wuss, you done had two children, you can't handle this. And I'm like, I'm going to beat you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
hey,
you know.
I mean, no offense, I have no tattoos, but I have two piercings.
Oh, we're getting, I'm sorry, we're getting ready to come down to our last minutes. Time go by so quick when I be talking to y'all.
Yeah.
Because you know we only get an hour after the show. I love, because this part is not recorded, so I love this, you know.
Yeah. And, Al, thank you, and go ahead and send a tweet next week with
the
numbers.
Anytime. Always feel free to join it. See, this is what we do after the show. This is when I connect, and I tell people this is what I love because there's no funniness here. This is real conversation. You know, we just talked about everything, and this is what I do. You know, I tell everybody, most radio shows, you can't have that time one-on-one with the host afterwards. And this is the beauty of But this is the beauty of this because it's an open conversation. Nobody's judging nobody. Nobody's saying you're out of order. We keep it respectful. And I tell people, tell more people. This is what we do after the show. This is not just a one-time thing. Randy, I tell you, I do this every single week.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't. Wait a minute. Let's rephrase it. Unless I'm getting done, then. We don't need guys.
Hey,
I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Randy, is this your first time? Tuning in on the show and calling in?
No, I've been calling every week for about a little over a month.
Longer than that. It's been like a couple of months now.
A couple of months.
We got a relationship dating back to the summer. This is my on-the-air boyfriend.
I've only been on the air twice.
He gave me a compliment. Randy, I have to thank you, and I'm going to put this out there. He told me I'm like his little sister. So, actually, I took it so respectful because he's like, I'm a little sister, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, you're on Twitter. I want to follow you on Twitter. Right? What's your Twitter page?
Which one?
Hello? Oh, yours.
Me?
Yes.
GREGGSTUBER.
Uh-huh.
Basically, at Greg Stuber.
Oh, okay.
He's the one who I said congratulations. I think I said congratulations to you last week on Twitter, didn't I, Greg? I can't remember.
A week or two ago.
You know when you won the game last week, so I can't remember. Because, Randy, this is who won the game. This is the guy who won the game last week. So.
Oh, okay.
When you tuned in late to the show.
Yeah.
Lexi Love, and that's my thing.
Yeah.
She is my girl because she's in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and I helped fund the movie with Penn Jillette.
Mm, okay.
And, it's going to be a bad fucking movie.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. You know, like I said, I love it when people go mainstream. I don't dislike them being in porn, but I love when they go mainstream because people get a chance. Other than Sasha Gray, I didn't like her mainstream. Sasha Gray, I didn't particularly like. But I think because she kept incorporating porn into it, she didn't separate it. They kept giving her roles where they kept talking about her doing porn, and I was like, give her a role where it has nothing to do with porn.
Yeah. And see, from what I understand, from what I'm hearing and seeing on Twitter, she's not doing mainstream, but she's still in a roundabout way the business.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's the understanding I'm getting, that, you know, she's actually pulled out of mainstream and gone back doing porn full time. That's what I've been getting because but she let them stereotype her, you know. You can let people pinhole you, and she let them pinhole her instead of putting her foot down and saying, yes, I'm Sasha Gray, but I don't want a role where you talk about me doing porn. I don't want to do a role because a lot of the roles she's doing them as Sasha Gray, as the girlfriend of somebody who knew she did porn, instead of saying, let's do a regular role where I'm not Sasha Gray.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's from what I was watching. They were pinholing her because she was allowing them to. Maybe she thought it would make her more popular, but actually it shot her credibility because it made it seem like she couldn't act, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, honestly, right now, I have no idea. I just happened to be tweeting, you know, make them bad and all that, and then all of a sudden it's like Lexi popped up, followed. I followed, and it's like, okay, cool.
Like I said, I've
and
watched
heard
some
a,
great mainstream stuff, and I just, like I said, I literally watched it, and I think she's a good actress. I just think that they pinholed her and whomever, and I'm going to blame this on her manager because, you know, a lot of times it's the manager and the actress, but
they
pinholed her. They really kept portraying her as porn, trying to go mainstream versus saying, hey, if they would have given her a totally different role that wasn't her name, if they would have done her like they did Imani Rose, I think it would have been totally different because Imani, unless you knew she did porn, you did not know that was her in the Zane stuff because she did no porn. She kept her clothes on completely in that scene.
I mean,
as a matter of fact, I thought she was
going to
knock the clock off, knock the rock off the chick in that movie.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the last actual porn I saw was Nina Hartley.
I love Nina. She is such a sweetheart. Oh,
my God. Now, how old is that?
But Nina is still doing porn, though. That's the whole thing.
Yes,
She's still doing porn.
She's still doing
porn. You got to be kidding me. Still?
She's still doing porn. I just saw Nina back in October, and Nina is still working hard.
I will put it this way. The one I have of her is on VHS.
Nina is still doing it. Nina has all kind of stuff out there. She's got recent stuff. I think she just did some. Yes, Nina is still working.
I have no DVDs. It's VHS.
I understand that, but yeah, she is still doing porn. And you know what? And she still looks fabulous. You know what? She is such a sweetheart. She is so crazy. And I've had a chance to meet her on numerous occasions, and I keep trying to get her on the show, and her schedule is so busy. Because, you know, she's with Adam and Eve. That's who she's been with forever.
Yeah.
So.
Here's the funny thing. I actually still have the original of Debbie Does Dallas on VHS.
Wow.
Oh, shoot. Bambi Woods. Yeah, remember that movie.
And that is hilarious.
Okay, we're down to 3 minutes. I'm going to cut everybody off because you know what? If we don't, then we'll all be getting the cut off with the what the hell happened. Me and Randy had
Thank
to have
you, sweetie.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, man.
But you
Randy,
know
nice to meet you. And enjoy the talk. Misty, go ahead and send a tweet as far as phone number again.
Oh, for the show?
Next week.
Oh, you know what? I'm always tweeting about the show. That's what we were talking about earlier that they said I promote this show like, well, this is my baby, so I promote it every week. You know, I do not promote it. I'm always – and make sure you guys vote for me for Miss Rated X 2014. Look for that tweet. Miss Rated X Energy Drink.
Okay.
Cool. Well, once you sent the tweet, phone number, that's why I called.
Yeah, because I'm always tweeting, and I tweet it, what, 2 or 3 times a week? No, I normally, as a matter of fact, once we get off the air, I'll be downloading this show, and then I'll be putting out next week's show because I got to promote that. Plus, I got to say thank you to all my guests tonight. So, you guys, thank you, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you.
The chat room will open on Thursday, and I can't promise Sunday, but I'm going to have the chat room open on Thursday, so we'll be chatting during the replay of the show.
Somebody will
be chatting. I might not be up in there.
I'll see if I can't jump online and go from there, but put it on Twitter, and I'll reply.
Okay, well, you guys have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Misty.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.